Blog Talk Radio.
Send the alert out to your committee. Same old nigga living in a new city, baby. Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. With nothing on the line but mine like I'm Diddy. I can grind me and gritty, pay attention, take notice. If a rhyme ain't on my mind, then I'm really not focused. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm devoted. It's a fact, you can quote it. Mr. Rose, locomotive, spit the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred, you know, keeping it unlocked like a full head of dread. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your guap, that means I gotta take your bread and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? It doesn't matter when you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the wind-up, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. Don't sign up to be in the league or the team where I'm at. Cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat, or more like a whip. So keep niggas get. While surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube hits that you get. All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this. I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game gonna chip. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. And always watch your back before you start running your lip.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Nowadays, Ron Pace, look at caught in the whirlwind. Everybody spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain. After me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest just like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe with some practice, you change your status. You will achieve. Pull up your sleeve, little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track. I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease. Leave you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause real MCs are deadlier than killer bees. So while you trying to catch some Z's, I'm focusing on making. I got a disease, it's called ill expertise. You can't catch it, you can stay being ratchet. You can't match it, and guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out ace, in the PE, you can't attach it.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Let's go.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Dirty Basement Radio in the building right now. You know what's going down when you hear the sound. I bitch it out to my dude, Mr. Roar. Alright, unfortunately, Mr. Roar hasn't been able to make it to the airways for the past couple of weeks, dealing with a couple of things, so we definitely want to send out positive energy, positive vibes, and ask everybody to do the same, and hopefully we get Mr. Roar back on these airways sooner rather than later. But as we move forward nonetheless, I don't know. Mr. Roar might pop up today. I might get lucky. But in the meantime, in between time, you know, we're here to do the damn thing and hold it down as best we can. Big shout out to my dude, Priest Ilica, also known as Roz. Him and JP3 were in the building yesterday for the Listening Room DC. So make sure you tune in on Fridays at 6 p.m. for that. And also, there's the Listening Room Philly, all right, that comes on Monday. at the same time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Dirty Basement Radio. We have a great show in line for y'all today. All right, last week we were supposed to have Sedan the God of Sound for an interview, but we had to push that back to this week, all right, due to some situations and circumstances, all right, but we're able to get that in this week, but we're going to be doing double duty, because in addition to Sedan at 6 o'clock, we're bringing in also another hot independent artist, Soul Rack, at 5:30. All right, Eastern Standard Time. So make sure y'all tune in for both of those interviews. If you are familiar with those artists, now's the time for you to be able to, you know, talk to them directly right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Telephone lines are open early and often. You know how we do it. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. And please don't forget to press the number one button if you want to come on these airways, if you want to holler at me, if you got something that you want to say, something you want to talk about, something you want to push or promote, or, you know, an artist or one of your folks that you want to shout out. All right, we're on the airways for the next couple of hours at least. And now's a good time for you to call in and do that. Once again, 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. And if you want to come on these airways live, then press that number one button, and I'll bring you right on these airways. All right, a few things going on we're going to be talking about as always, but you know we got the hottest independent artist, bar none. All right, big shout-out to a lot of the artists that I've been interviewing lately. In addition to the gentleman that I have coming on today, I want to give a big shout-out to Pop the Brown Hornet. Had a fantastic interview with him the week before last, and make sure you go to the archives and check that out. Once again, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. If you want to get at me, press that number one button. I see an early caller on my switchboard on the check-in. If you want to get at me, you got something you want to say, something you want to talk about, somebody you want to shout out on, you know, promote yourself, then press that number one button. I'll bring you live on the airwaves. All right, in the meantime, let's get ready to get into some of this hot independent music, because you know I am the independent artist's best friend. Brand new music coming from my girl, Miss Knockout, featuring Yana. This is Knock 'Em Out.
Ooh. Body snatched, I can knock his lights out. Ass fat, hips matched, and I'm iced out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out. Knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out.
Feed it up, slow it down,
knock him out.
Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out.
He put the crack on my back, fade on the black. I got the T in the back. His eyes roll to the back, he's spitting out racks. I let him hit from the back. He likes to think with his sack. I'm like, okay, I take advantage of that. He think I fell in his trap, I'm smarter than that. Playing like Mortal Kombat. Sneaky buddy, freaky tongue, my pussy like a tree. He's down for the count, loving every ounce. Cut them checks, yes I'm greedy. I'm cashy, ho, you needy. Your broke ass wanna be me. Feeling pressed? Come and see me. Look to the left, look to the right. She ain't another bad bitch in sight. Search around the world, ain't nothing like me. Give me 5 minutes, you gon' call me wifey.
Body snatched, I can knock his lights out. Ass fat, hips matched, and I'm iced out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out. Knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out.
Feed it up, slow it down,
knock him out.
Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out.
I'm big knocking, you're not, so keep it pushing. Stay whipping in the kitchen, I keep it cooking. Don't fuck with fake bitches, better act right. Cause I'll knock a broad out like it's fight night. Come through with the big drip, so clear my space. I'm a big bold bitch, play in your face. I'm the queen holding court, you jack no case. Period, and respectfully I take your place. Screaming time up, no first down. Take no shit, just go round. I'ma shit on these hoes now. My neck, my wrist, they froze now. Ain't a soul can top me. I'm cashy, you floppy. Confident, not cocky. Throwing blows like I'm Rocky.
Body snatched, I can knock his lights out. Ass fat, hips matched, and I'm iced out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out. Knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out.
Feed it up, slow it down,
knock him out,
knock him out. Ride him so good, got him saying.
here at Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere, the independent artist's best friend. Make no mistake about it and accept no imitations, giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Keeping it going right now with some more new music. This is an exclusive. Nobody has more new music than I do. All right, this one isn't available just yet, but it's going to shake shit up. Believe what I tell you when this one drops on the streets. Big shout-out to my girl Spicy for this one. She definitely on her grizzy right now. Be on the lookout for this fire right here. It's going to be dropping real soon. All right, and keeping this theme going. All right, you just finished listening to my girl, Miss Knockout, with Knock 'Em Out. We're going to keep this theme going because the only way to get knocked out is you got to be messing around. And if you start messing around, you're going to get these hands.
Gonna lose. I guarantee that you're gonna sleep. I'll smack a bitch in 2 next week.
My girl Spicy with a crazy banger. Now, don't think that you could get away. Don't think you're going to run and hide and miss out on the hands, because make no mistake about it, I will hunt you down. This is Mad Dog McGraw right now, the independent artist's best friend. Let's go.
On every side of town, you won't see me coming and you won't hear sound. Anytime, any place, I ain't fucking around. Revenge is on my mind, I'ma hunt you down. When I'm done, your body won't be found. Expert work, Dexter would be proud. If it's in a dark alley or the middle of a crowd, payback's coming, I'ma hunt you down. I've been sitting on this nigga's house for 2 hours. The mission is to bring pain to this coward. Couple weeks ago, him and one of my young hitters caught weapon charges and this nigga started snitching. Homie showed me the paperwork, he get government names. So he's either gotta get slain or walk with a cane. Went to school with his aunt, but the past is past. Besides, that funky bitch never gave me the ass. 8 a.m. stopped to get a blunt and a Tahitian treat. That would be the perfect place for him to get his ass beat. No audience needed, but it would be a plus to teach. Motherfuckers, when you hit, bitch, shut the fuck up. I should kick in the door, spray the 4-4, and leave his whole family on the floor. But they shouldn't have to pay for his mistakes, so I might smack him with the 38 and wrap him in the drapes. Years ago, I bought a little land in the country, renting a backhoe. His final resting place will be comfy. Fuck karma, that bitch be procrastinating. She can visit him, cause he's the next ER patient. Give his face a rearrangement, a little internal bleeding. Then it's T-Bones and Earl Stevens for the achievement. Go to his funeral with a joint in the flag. Golf clap during the service.
terrorist, I'm such a jackass. Give his wife flowers as a courtesy, but I'll dance on his grave every anniversary. Revenge is a diss that's best served swift, cause I'll be damned if you see my mugshot on channel 6. Now usually I'm big on black pride, but these are dire circumstances and that nigga gotta die. Plan to perfection, but I'm good on the fly. The first rule in the streets is you can't let shit fly. I got eyes on every side of town. You won't see me coming, and you won't hear a sound. Anytime, any place, I ain't fucking around. Revenge is on my mind, I'ma hunt you down. When I'm done, your body won't be found. Expert work, Dexter would be proud. If it's in a dark alley or the middle of a crowd, payback's coming, I'ma hunt you down. Don't cry, now your mama can't save you. In the words of Suge Knight, I'ma change you. Use pliers and take out all the teeth. That eliminates the dental records for the police. Custom made casket, cherry wood, inside suede. Had to step back and admire my craftsmanship at night. All that kicking and screaming ain't gon' help. Throw you the brace of bitch, nigga, handcuff yourself. You snitching, it's fucking with my big picture. And the bitch ass niggas in your click and get it right along with you. Kick him in the gut, then wrap my hands around his neck. When I'm done, he'll most deaf, get a disability check. Ratting is an offense that can never be atoned. On my grave, you don't deserve a funeral home. Gotta be careful with the combo, narcs above your phone. Make sure I cover my tracks and clean the chrome. Put 3 in his chest, 2 in the dome. Leave him in the open field, he'll be lunch for the crows. They say never kick a man when he's down, so I resort to MMA tactics, good old ground and pound. Bows to the nose, knees to his ribs, a couple to his nuts, he won't have kids if he lives. Bitch niggas like him shouldn't be allowed to reproduce. Now I'm bathing his blood, savoring the juice. I gotta get him, fuck the consequences. I'm gonna rest until that wasted flesh is swimming with the fishes. Wrap him in chains and hook him to an anvil. Throw him in Lake Michigan, shit, I'll never see jail. My sister fucks a cop, I could get a uniform. The media won't say shit, just another nigga gone. Words to the wise, I'm not the one you wanna cross, cause I salivate when it comes to knocking niggas' heads off. I got eyes on every side of town. You won't see me coming, and you won't hear a sound. Anytime, any place, I ain't fucking around. Revenge is on my mind, I'ma hunt you down. When I'm done, your body won't be found. Expert work, Dexter would be proud. If it's in a dark alley or the middle of a crowd, payback's coming, I'ma hunt you down.
Yeah, that's Mad Dog McGraw right there. Would hunt you down. Big shout out to him. All right, he was on the check-in last week. Came on the airways real quick. All right, the independent artist best friend is definitely in the building right now. You already know how we do it. Make sure you tune in every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 5 to 7 at least. All right, because sometimes we go a little overtime. So, you know, we have that ability. We have that cushion, but always at least 5 to 7. We got a couple of artists that's scheduled to be in the building at the bottom of the hour, looking for Soul Rack to be in the building. And then at around the 6 o'clock hour, looking forward to having a Sedan, the God of Sound, in the building. In the meantime, we're going to keep this theme going. The independent artist best friend definitely doing the damn thing live from New York City, sitting up in the big chair. Like I told you, do yourself a favor, accept no imitations. All right, now, I got a lot of sons and daughters running around here, all right, but, you know how it is. So make sure you hit me up every Saturday to get the real thing, all right, the official, the original Dirty Basement right here on Saturdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Keeping this theme going right now with another fine young lady, all right, coming out of Philly. This is Jane Chainsaw, and Put Up a Fight.
Something forgot you, but it ain't that simple. Possess the mental, mean I letting niggas all in your temple. Said it that way, about you never call rental. Like all my dresses, ready to molest it. Unwrap me like a present, say I always benson. Baby, it's not you, it's my progression. I could chill more, but I gotta go get it. Too much shit I gotta buy, and I love to spend it. Cover all my expenses, come off like it's nothing. Only thoroughbreds relate to my reluctance. Only thoroughbreds relate to my reluctance. He gon' learn today that he fucking with a champion, with some champion ways, okay?
Again, big shout out to him. Had him on the airways week before last. Fantastic interview. Make sure you check that out in the archives. This the new banger right here. This is Foreman Mandela.
Hollywood, walk of fame from bright lights, bowling and Yo, this is Dinko D from LONS. Big shout out to DJ Sincere from Dirty Basement Radio. You know how we do it down here in the basement.
Hey, 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 this is Charlie Brown from the LONS crew, giving a shout out to DJ Sincere on Dirty Basement Radio, where you get your fingers dusty.
It's Milo in the dance, yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Well, it's the Steve Boogie Brown. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. And it's me, Dinko D. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. And we're the leaders of the new. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. DJ L. Ron, LONS official.
Let's ride, y'all, and be free to live. Murder by numbers, something gotta give. Now police kill blacks and get off scot-free. I can't breathe, choke hold on the killing spree. They still hanging folks way down in Mississippi with ropes and chains. We fighting against the inner mind state, your case like Ferguson. They draw gas, looking shook and nervous, son. Things gotta change, looking at me strange. We at the gun range, ready, take aim. I respond, I'm sovereign. You lost, now it's my turn. Harass them, son. It's like whenever I burn, trees on the set. Oh no, you smell smoke. But my lady driving the whip and we ain't broke. No laws, keep score, watch out for the homicide. Force my hand, my man, if we collide. Take heed to the thought, my youngin'. The next time you hear the sirens coming, the lights steady flashing. Hold your square as they fly right past you without a care.
Murder by numbers, 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 murder by numbers.
Next up, I believe that's me, the next black man to get his ass beat by one of these offenders of our community. Bad enough, I gotta dodge this gang activity, and practically all I want is PAE. Only protection I get is Congress by the three. My magnum's imaginary, but don't test me, or I'll go batty and bury you as a Joe Pesci. I ride blocks inside cops, facing sideways, pull out and drive up until they all in my face. By the time I look, evidence destroyed, the weed smoke. No guns, no knives, no bags of dope. They let us go after searching and checking, filling and rubbing, smelling and looking, coming up with nothing. Not today, they won't be yelling bingo. Ain't you the brother of the drug dealer that they call Dingo? Do your homework, maybe find some answers for yourself. It's your job, informants ain't nothing but to help. Butlers of the man, maids of no honor, lazy VPs, they stalk us like a number. One out of four, one out of three, one out of two. It don't take no college degree to know the math that you use is a tactical scheme. It was passed down the line before Martin had a dream. The dots you connect intersect with a red beam. I talk low, say it loud, I start to wonder. The conversation ends here, yeah, murder by a number.
Murder by a number. Murder by a number. Murder by a number.
Murder by numbers.
Murder by numbers. Murder by numbers. Murder by numbers.
Murder by numbers.
Murder by numbers.
Murder by numbers.
Murder by numbers.
Yeah, that's a fact. You know we be killing them. Not just more new music than anybody else before everybody else, but the most exclusive music, music that you won't even hear anyplace else. Big shout out to leaders of the new school, Dinko D and Charlie Brown. That joint was produced by my dude, the great DJ L. Ron. Amazing. Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio exclusive. Next up on deck, I got another one that's been in the stash for a minute. Big shout out to Rampage. We had him in the building just a couple of weeks ago. You know what I'm saying, Flip Mode Squad and all that. I had a fantastic interview with him. Make sure you go to the archives and check that out. And check out what he has to say. When I
got banana clips so the boys stay blazing. This is how I'm skating.
When I played this joint right here.
This is how I get around.
And your boy is off the bubble, I ain't
fooling
with the clown.
They gon' break down.
They gon' break down.
You know the situation, this
this is how I'm getting down. Get the word up on the block, I'm still a talk of the town. Yo, play.
Take on break down. Yo, play. Take on break down.
Yeah. Rampage, I got something for you.
Yeah, G, everybody enjoy you.
This time I'm on you, right back at you. Hardcore renegade coming right at you. This is a street invasion. Got banana clips so the boys stay blazing. This is how I'm skating, no more waiting. This is how I'm doing it.
Oh, you niggas stop hating.
Yeah. I'm here to let the beats out. Spread the word, I'm here to rip the streets out. Lights out, I'm raining with the thunder. I eat your food, my belly full of hunger. Twist it up, it's full of knots. Tell the block, yo, I got a lot. You know who is hot. Rampage, the psycho, Rambo. Put you in the headlock, making an example.
I can't for the streets, this is how I get around. And your boy is off the bubble, I ain't fooling with your clown. Yo, play.
They gon' break down.
Yo, play.
They gon' break down.
This is how I'm getting down. Yo, the word up on the block, I'm still a talk of the town. Yo, play.
They gon' break down.
Yeah, play.
They gon' break down.
Red light, green light.
1, 2, 3.
Whipping on the game just for GP. The word on the block is I'm banned from TV. I got the guns out, I lay them down for free. I'm heating up the planet like Mercury. Breaking down my biography. Rampage, industry robbery. Hit the floor, build the wall. Brooklyn ball, I'ma hit you with more. New York City street report. Got my mind on my money, watch me take on the war. Yo, I told you before.
Just stay in your lane.
You can trust what I'm saying, you can take it in vain. I'm still blowing it down, I'm still leaving the stain. Still plotting and scheming, wishing I never came. Yo, I'm really insane. Yo, I'm here to bang, ambushing the gang.
Keep doing your thing.
I do it for the streets, this is how I get around. And your boy is off the bubble, I ain't fooling with your clown. Yo, play.
They gon' break down.
Yo, play.
They gon' break down.
You know the situation, this is how I'm getting down. Yo, the word up on the block, I'm still a talk of the town. Yo, play.
They gon' break down.
Yo, play.
They gon' break down.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. Everybody can't do what I do. I make this shit look too easy. People try to pick up the ball and they drop and they fumble. Everybody can't take the weight of the world on their shoulders. They gonna break down. Believe what I tell you. And go back to the archives and see what Rampage had to say when I pulled that joint out the stash. Matter of fact, that was never even released. It might be released this coming January, according to him, on his next project. So, yeah, we be having those crazy early exclusives. Don't ask me how I get them. None of your business. We have a real good time here on Dirty Basement Radio, expecting our first guest, Soul Rack, to be in the building any minute now. Telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. If you want to come on these airwaves, press the number one button. I see my dude Priest in the building. We're going to get him connected in just a minute. But once again, expecting our guests, looking for our guests. Big shout out to all my area codes that's in the building right now. If one of y'all is my guest, please press that number one button. All right, so I know who's who. All right, don't make me just, you know, start going through the telephone lines. I hope. I hope, you know, not having no technical difficulties, but let me bring my dude Priest in real quick. Priest, you in the building with me?
Yeah, bro. I had to roll it up right then. I was like, oh, turn it, rewind it. Rewind that thing right there. I was on it. I'm rolling it up right nice. I'm waiting for the guests to get in the building. I know it's going to be popping tonight. I'm rolled up. I got my iced tea. What are we going to do?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to see if I can get connected with my guest in a minute. I don't know. My switchboard. Let me see. Hello. Would you happen to be my guest? Is this Soul Rack? Are you in the building? Nope. I don't think this is my guest right here. I can hear a little fuzz in the background, but that might not. All right. Let me try it again. 920. Area code 920 was really good.
Hey, it's
K-Swiss.
How you doing?
Oh, I got K-Swiss in the building. Okay, what's going on, K-Swiss? All right, thanks for calling back in on the check-in. This is
I'm looking forward to some good interviews and my artist, The Dance, coming up.
Yep. Yeah, we got him scheduled to be in the building at the top of the hour. I'm looking for my first guest right now at the bottom of the hour. looking for Soul Rack to be in the building, but hopefully we'll be able to get him connected in, you know, real soon and see what's really good. You know, but I hope that, you know, when we get Sedan in the building, you know, we'll have a you know, good interview with him. I actually had him on the airways a couple of months back, but I know he's, you know, he's always working hard, working steady and dropping, you know, new projects and new music. So I know he got some new music that we're going to be rocking a little bit later on today here on Dirty Basement Radio. But if you tune in to yesterday's episode of the Listening Room, DC, I had a real good conversation about, you know, business and such, and you know, people often talk about, you know, people that are in, you know, different aspects of business, especially the music business, you know, talk about the shady side and the dark side of music business and how they, you know, try to do certain things and ended up getting ripped off and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and that's the thing that you hear a lot, you know, that people sing about, you know, how they had a deal and they still ended up, you know, being broken, penniless and didn't have no creative control and all these kind of things. But, you know, you really got to look at the contract, read the contract. Don't be stupid. All right. If you don't understand the words and the language and the terminology, then you need to find somebody who can, all right, and pay that person. Because in the long run, no matter how much money you might pay that person, it's not going to be nearly as much money as you may lose. Right, if you get into a particular kind of situation and then, you know, 10, 20, 30 years down the line, it's not what you think it's supposed to be. You done found that you done lost everything, ain't got control of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that right, Priest?
Yeah, what do you mean? Straight away, bro. Because, listen, we talked about it last night on the Listen Room DC, and I'm still in it. Because, like myself, I did the collab album, the NBA Best Kept Secrets, back in 92, with Shaquille O'Neal, Jason Kidd. I did the song for Malik Sealy with DJ Alamo. And I didn't want no contract, bro. I just told him, buy me a BMW station wagon, because I was in the business already. I know how it works. I don't want nothing. Just buy me a BMW station wagon. So if DJ Alamo is out there, yeah, man, listen, bro, I'm in the business. I was in it from a kid. So I'm one of them kids.
Okay.
Prodigies and stuff, and they rob you and murder you and everything, but I made it out alive. So now I just do
okay,
it for
that's
fun.
I do it for all right, fun. All right. Well, now let me jump back to my switchboard and see if this may be my guest. 813, you're live on the air. Talk to me. What's happening?
Yo, this Soul Rack calling in.
All right, hey. All right. Yes, my first guest in the building, Soul Rack. What's the word?
What's good? Glad to be on the show. I'm just hit it. Hang out with you, man. I heard that new Rampage, man, is on fire.
Yeah, yeah, it's a crazy joint. I've actually had that in the stash for a couple of years, actually. You know, it was just never – yeah, yeah, I've actually had that in the stash for a couple of years, but it was just – you'll never released. And when I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago and I pulled that joint up, I think he was a little surprised that I had it too. So, one of them joints that just got, you know, like a little leaked out there, and, you know, those of us who were able to get it got it, you know what I'm saying? And, that's definitely what it was. But it's definitely a pleasure to have you on these airways right now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
so, you know, I appreciate that. So, you know, well, first off, you know, where you are, you know, where you from? Where's that 813?
Oh, yeah, I'm from Orlando, Florida, but you know what I'm saying? But I go back and forth between Tampa and Orlando, but, you know, I represent Central Florida, but born and raised in the old town.
Okay. All right, that's what it is. That's what it is. So I know, you know what I'm saying, you in a nice part of the country where it's always nice and shiny for the most part, unless you have one of them tropical storms or something that, you know, come up the coastline, it can get kind of ugly, but, you know what I'm saying, Florida is definitely a, you know, beautiful place. I got folks down there myself, so... You know, how did you, what was your beginning in the, in the business? How did you start your journey in hip-hop?
Well, I started my journey back in the days around the 80s. That's where I really first started really getting touched by the culture, you know what I'm saying? Because I was listening to Rapper Duke, you know, Fat Boys, you know, Run DMC, you know, basically the hip-hop pioneers, you know, all of them touched me as far as music is concerned. And then, you know, I really grew a strong like for Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, and all of that, you know, during the golden era of hip-hop. So all of that touched me, and that pushed me to be the artist I am today, just being surrounded around that music, hearing it from my uncle, but also hearing it when I was hanging around my friends that was from NYC and elsewhere. So all of that shaped me as an artist. So that's my humble beginnings.
Okay. All right, that's what it is. Yeah. And, you know, yeah. you know, a lot of us get, you know, a lot of us get bit by the bug a little bit, you know, early and whatnot. But mm-hmm. what made you know, you know, what made you know that you can make it a career? What was your breakthrough moment?
Well, you know, I think it is music is like a caller, you know what I'm saying? It's like something that, like you said, it bit me, you know, it bit me at an early age. It bit me around the age of four, you know, when I was 14. But, you know, I took it more seriously as I got older because, you know, I wanted to live life. And then I did, you know, I did the music thing. But then later on, I realized this was something I needed to do. It's more mission based now. It's all about creating a legacy and creating music that's a part of my legacy. And so I got back in the game after I did the business world for a minute, you know what I'm saying, saw what it's like to be a promoter, have a nightclub and all that kind of stuff. And now it's time for me to do what my heart really desires, which is to do music. And so that's why I'm doing it right now as we speak.
Okay, okay. So you've been on both sides of the business now, both as a, as an art, well, started off as an artist and then went to the, mm-hmm. you know, the owner, promoter side of things, and now you're back to being
yeah,
an
absolutely.
Artist.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was just something, it was like one of those unfinished things you have to do, you know what I'm saying? It was just something that I was burdened to do, and I just felt I had to do it because I wouldn't feel like my life was completed until I did what was in me to do, which is my music. Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
so that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying?
So, you know, coming into the marketplace now, you know, where do you see yourself, like, fitting into the market?
Well, I feel like fitting in the market, I feel like my music is on a whole different level because of the type of subject matter that I'm talking about. I'm not trying to fit in with the status quo or what I call the cookie cutter effect, doing what everybody else is trying to do. I'm trying to be me, you know what I'm saying? And what I mean by being me, writing music and talking about things that nobody's really talking about. Like when you hear my music, I'm going to talk about things that's going on in the streets, but I'm also talk about what's going on in the house, dealing with domestic violence and so many other different things that are happening in the world. Talking about the social justice issue, talking about the struggle that we're dealing with hip-hop, because ain't nobody really talking about how the legacy is being tainted and how the legacy is at risk because of all the type of music that's coming in and out. So I'm just trying to keep it how it is, you know what I'm saying, as far as doing music. So that's what it's all about when it comes to Soul Rack, just being me, you know what I'm saying, making music for the soul, basically. Yeah.
Got you. Well, I'm quite sure, matter of fact, I'm positive that there's a, you know, a large contingent of people that have, you know, that feel that same way that you just expressed, that feel that same sentiment. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not that there isn't a place for, you know, what the current trends are, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause there's a place
mm-hmm.
for everything. But it's just the fact that there's no balance anymore. So you don't, you know, you have... Mm-hmm. What you have that one cookie cutter that you just, you know, that you just indicated, and you really don't have much else, but that makes it
exactly.
easy for the mainstream, and it enables them to be able to, you know, totally control the art and the artistry by making it so disposable, you know what I'm saying? Because they make
yeah.
it so these artists, they look alike, they sound alike, you could swap one in and out for the other and not really pay much
mm-hmm.
attention, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
and that's the struggle.
You know, so you definitely need, you know, more and more different kind of, you know, different kind of perspectives and different kind of sounds out there. Now, you know, as an independent artist, right, you know, how hard has it been for you to, you know, to break through and to get heard?
Well, that's one of the reasons that it is hard to be heard, because of the fact that the labels have influence in they're controlling the message, and it's hard to break through, especially when your message is different. If you're talking about, you know, the stuff I'm talking about, dealing with police brutality, talking about mass incarceration, dealing with, you know, domestic violence, dealing with all kind of different things that I'm talking about, people don't really give you much of a platform to be heard unless, you know, you get opportunities. Thankfully that you provide that platform, because there's not too many for us to be heard on. So we're fighting against, you know, I call it the noise. We're fighting against the noise, which is the mainstream, so that way we can be heard and be seen. And it's a constant struggle, because at the end of the day, most of us as artists are self-funded, so we have to provide our own resources in order to get our music out there. And then even when we
right.
do get it out there, we still have to compete with the voices that's already out there, just so people can check us out and hear what we got to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? You definitely said something, you know, very vital right there. You know, I think that a lot
yeah.
of artists, you know, or people that claim to be artists or want to be artists don't really want to accept. And it's the fact that you have to make that investment. You know what I'm saying? It's cheaper
mm-hmm.
than it used to be. because there's so much more that's readily available. Back in the days, you have to go to a studio someplace, and you might spend $50, $75, $100 an hour. And now you can have, you know, your whole studio almost entirely in your laptop. You know what I mean? With a couple of programs, you might have a little bit of outboard gear, you know, some keyboards, maybe like an MPC or whatever, you know, to do your drums and some sampling. And you could do everything, get a decent mic and do everything, you know, in-house. You know, I had a studio back in the days, and that was pre-computer, you know, but we had the board and we had the sampler and we had the drum machines and, you know what I'm saying, the sequences and all that other kind of stuff. And, you know, if I needed a musician to come in, I'd have them come in and plug into my board. You know what I'm saying? I had a 16-input board at the time, so I would have, you know, a guitarist or whoever come in, you know, plug in and do the solo or whatever I needed them to do. But now it's even easier than that, you know what I'm saying? So do you produce your own stuff, or do you have, like, a, you know, somebody else that does your music?
No, I have people to do my music, but I'm one of them ones kind of old school. I like to go to the studio and record. No, that's just me. You know, so I just feel like I get more out of it going to the studio. I'm not knocking those who do it at home, you know, more power to you. I just prefer to go to a studio. So I'm one of the ones who will invest to go into a studio and record, whether it's $7,500 an hour. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's all about creating a quality product. But as far as production, I have producers, all, you know, international producers that are doing my music. I have a guy from Canada, from the UK, and I have somebody from France as well, and then, you know, some producers in the U.S., so I do a cross section of producers because I want to create different sounds and touch different people. And one of the best ways to do that is to work with different people that produce different flavors and different vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. So now, as an artist, how have you, you know, managed during the COVID era?
Well, I think during the COVID era, one of the best things you can do is to be more visible online. I mean, you know, saying as far as like social media, using that as a platform. And then if you have the opportunity, go ahead and perform at small venues, if that's an opportunity that presents itself. But more importantly, just really having a strong online presence through social media, doing videos. And some people even do it when they're at home, they can do live performances there, even though there's nobody there, but just to stay relevant. That's what it's all about. And those are some of the ways that I've been able to do, and I'm sure others.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere on the MIC, the independent artist's best friend, having a good conversation with independent artist Soul Rock. So we got him in the building right now. I got my dude, Priest Alika is in the building right now. He's the host of both the Monday and the Friday show here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, the listening room Philly on Monday and the listening room DC on Friday. So you could definitely check him out. Let me see if I can get him back connected. Priest, you with me?
Yeah, bro. Peace, man. I love the way the brother talk, man. Good evening, bro.
All right, Priest, man. Good meeting you. You know what I'm saying? Word up.
Oh, we about to get down, bro, because I'm from the old school. I like to go in the studio and do my thing live. You know what I'm saying?
But me too.
And
word.
And during the COVID, it showed me that the little five people on my phone that I work with exclusively, I'm going to keep them five on the phone because now we can get artists like you and say, what day you going to studio? Tuesday, 7? All right, we're going to jump in right quick. And we've been known to do an album in 2 hours because we know you got music already. We know you got the music. We know that. So why not go ahead and do that, film it live, go ahead and have DJ Sincere produce that thing. And we're going to put it out all over the world, okay?
Yeah.
Because we don't work for the other guy. We are the machine.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want, the machine.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I've been looking for those type of people. That's the challenge, you know what I'm saying? For real.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so DJ Sincere has been coined as the independent artist's best friend. And I do dirty work. I get with the artists and say, that's what you do? I do live drums and whatnot. So people fly me out to play with them live and all that. And we're going to go do the thing. And then I'll bring my keyboard player. And, you know, we'll get down and we got some concepts that is still unresolved, like you said, that made you come back into the music. Because we all did the different business and whatnot. But we like, what's the artist that we can go out right now, right during COVID, and bust it live and get that $2 of view and sell out within an hour? who we got? And here you are right here on the phone talking like, let's do that.
I'm down for that. I talk raw, bro.
I was raised by old folks. They were like, cut through all that and say what it is you're going to do. And we got the platform. You know, I love to have you back on the Listening Room DC on Friday. And we could talk about
let's
the music and some of the projects. I know, bro, I'm talking. I'm like, yo, let's go do some stuff because DJ Sincere have been pulling out these artists that I've heard of, but I ain't never get to meet. And I'm like, we older now, and we done been through a lot of stuff. So it's like, you know, let's take 9 songs that you got, and let's just go do that. That's a live album. And then we're going to invite some of, and like, some of our friends that we like. And if we book 4-hour session, bro, we can do like old school. We can have 6-7 artists in that joint, and we all in that, on that album. And it's going to sell out because we're all in on the album.
Yeah.
All media platforms going to catch it live. And then, you know, maybe we'll get that quarter of a penny from YouTube.
Word.
I wish it was a quarter of a penny. It would only take, it wouldn't take as many streams to make a Man, you know how many streams on YouTube it takes? You know how many streams it takes on Spotify just to make a dollar?
Yeah, that, you know,
it's
my whole
crazy.
Thing, well, see, that's why I believe in pushing my music, to pushing people to my website, because I get all my money, you know what I'm saying? But I know you got to use whatever platform you can be seen and heard, because that's the game, the name of the game. You got to go where the people are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no
but
doubt.
Yeah, you got to
no
build
doubt.
It.
I mean,
you
know, and all them little fractions add up, all them little fractions of a penny, eventually it'll get up to a dollar, you know what I'm saying? It'll get there eventually. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people are making their money, but, I mean, even if you get a million streams, well, depending on the platform, I think Tidal actually pays the best, actually. But, you know, I think for a million streams on Spotify or YouTube, I think YouTube is, like, the worst. But I think on Spotify, you might end up with maybe, like, 4 or 5 stacks if you get, like, a million streams, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, you know. So, but, you know what I'm saying? So every bit counts. You get it. You push it. You do it. You know, especially as an independent artist, like you said, you know, you really have to spend your own bread, you know what I'm saying, in order to get the ball rolling.
You do. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, man.
Anybody I work with, they eat, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no producer that work for me, give me free beats. I pay them something, you know what I'm saying, out of respect for their craft. But more importantly, you got to pay. If you want the best, you got to pay for the best. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it go. And I don't mind doing that because if I'm going to do it, I'm going 100%. I ain't doing 50. I'm going 100. And that's just how it works.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's what it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Big shout out to all my area codes that are in the building right now. We got Soul Rack in the building. We're going to get into his single in just a minute. Got the joint Caught You Slipping. All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Culture Slipping basically is a concept about, you know, women in power, being it's all about uplifting the women, but also letting, you know, almost a warning sign, letting them know, hey, if you continue to go down this path, this is what you can end up being, but you know you're greater than you see yourself. You're greater than the surface, basically. So basically the song is having the purpose that's beyond the surface. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way to sum up Culture Slipping.
All right, so let's get into it right now. We got the artist himself in the building right here in the Dirty Basement. This is Soul Rack and Caught You Slipping.
Caught you slipping.
Yeah. A woman's high is calling us to lead a man to his soul so as to unite him with source. Her low is calling us to seduce. Don't get caught slipping, sisters.
She was a beauty queen with finer things. Always wore designer jeans. Only mess with ballers. Now men in the minor league. Mesmerized men with a swagger and a smile. She break her right in and then she pass them to the pile. Sexual attraction, intellectual attraction. She'll leave your brain dead before you get to know her action. Her curves was majestic with a mocha complexion. Her words was poetic. She was close to perfection. She take you for your papers if you leave your guard down. Love is a movie and she's playing a part now. Everywhere she goes, she leave a trail of destruction. And if she was a queen, she wouldn't sell ya seduction. Before you commit, fellas, better test the roots. Change your ways, sisters, before you're destitute. You were born with a purpose, deeper than your surface. Don't get caught slipping, cause it ain't never worth it.
Baby girl, got all the right temperate. What's my ladies all up
sure you'll respect it. Baby girl got all the right weaponry.
Come on, ladies all across the road.
Women, make sure you'll respect it.
When you're young and malleable, that's when the drama begins. We're taught never put a woman over money and friends. The weakest of men, teaching brothers how to be. Preaching the fallacy to my sisters is calling. That's man's lowest calling. Pathology, matriculation. Imposing your will on sisters with manipulation. The oldest profession, my boldest confession, is the world's a matriarchy. Put the queens in position. Kings protect the queen's strong arm, that she may walk a pathway upon this earth unharmed. That's the highest calling in this battlefield. The black woman is God, that's what's real. Through her womb, life begins. Through her heart, it returns. Her safety and well-being is my greatest concern. Destroying and building mental conceptions of men and women, cause falling short of your highest self is my notion. It's flipping.
Baby girl, got all the right
weaponry. Watch my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected. Baby girl, got all the right weaponry.
Across the globe.
Women, make sure you're
respected. I know when the truth revealed, it's harder to accept that our children learn from us and follow in our steps. They see right through you, not accepting your disguise. But when they grow up, they use deception on lies. Because it's in your hand to put them on the right course. That's why as a woman, you were meant to be the source. Whatever that you teach them will be your legacy. Keep your head up and be the best that you can be.
We owe it to our sons to properly shine. So that when our time sets, they'll rise with divine state of mind. Voice to men from a prince to a king. Not a yourself, Moses, for Godhood, supreme being. Teach them respect for queens, protect the queens. And she's the best of things, sweetest nectarines. The man is the mind, the woman is the thought it contains. They bring forth the idea, the Trinity is ordained.
Oh yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. Remember where you heard that joint first? We got the artist himself in the building with us right now. You just finished listening to Soul Rack, and that was Caught You Slipping. Don't get caught slipping. We ain't slipping up on that joint. Going straight in rotation right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Yeah, you got some heat, brother. That's definitely, I like that.
Appreciate it, man. I mean, I got some more heat coming to you, too, man. I got some joints with, I got a track with Master Ace that's getting ready to drop, and Craig G. So we got some hot stuff getting ready to pop off soon, bro. So we're going to get it in.
Nice.
So I appreciate the love.
Real nice. Well, we definitely need to get that right here on Dirty Basement Radio. So, you know, you can slide those over to us ASAP, all right?
Yeah.
We'd definitely like to get those joints early. All right, so let me jump back to the telephone line real quick. I got my dude JP3. He's in the building. He actually co-hosts the Friday show with Priest. JP, what's good?
Peace, brother. Peace, everybody on the line. I'm actually on the Monday show, but it's all good.
The Monday show. My bad, JP.
Yeah,
my bad. You know what I'm saying? Cause
it's
I was talking to you yesterday, so I thought you was doing double duty with Priest now too. It's all good. It's all good. But you know, I know you just finished bopping your head to that last joint we was just playing, right?
Definitely. The track
much
was
love,
definitely off the hook.
I appreciate that, man. Word up. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I had a quick question. Because I'm kind of a boom bap person myself. What are your thoughts on the hip hop nowadays? You know what I'm saying? As far as their tracks and their vibes, do you do any of those types of sounds? Do you do any of those types of vibes on your track aside from the boom bap? Is my question. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I do all kind of. I'm a diverse artist, so I do all kind of sounds. I mean, I could do lo-fi. I got a track with my man Peace Mart, which is an Afrobeat type sound. So I'm not limited to one sound. I mean, I consider myself a golden era hip hop artist. So I kind of consider myself a '90s artist, throwback artist. But as far as writing, I could write to any type of sound as long as it vibes with me, because I like to be challenged as an artist. So I don't like to stay in one vibe, you know what I'm saying, if that makes sense. I just try to challenge myself every time, and that's why I work with different producers, because they all bring their own uniqueness to the flavor, and that makes me more diverse as an artist and makes me be able to reach different people.
Absolutely.
That answers your question. Yeah.
No, absolutely, because I know some people, okay, some people don't like that, don't like the young people, the new form of hip-hop. Hip-hop
yeah,
is like, it mutates every couple of years, you know what I'm saying? You can't really,
mm-hmm,
you know, I even hate just calling it hip-hop for real. But yeah, I definitely appreciate the positive message for the women.
Yeah.
After all the stuff they have to deal with in the music nowadays. But yeah, big up. I love the single. Hope to hear a lot more from you, brother.
Oh yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you for thank you for the question, and thank you for listening to the music. One love.
Thank you. No problem. Peace.
Yeah. Peace.
All right. Yeah, JP, definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere with our guest, Soul Rack in the building. All right, 563-999-3050. All right, we got him with us for just a couple of more minutes. Why don't you give everybody your social media so they can stay abreast
Absolutely.
Of what you got going on?
Absolutely. It's at Soul Rack Music, which is my name, S-O-U-L-R-A-C, and then music, M-U-S-I-C. And that's basically, they can find me on any social media platform with those two words. My name and the
right,
music got right out there.
All right, no doubt. Well, now let me ask you one last question. All right, now my dude, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Roy, he always asks this question. All right, he can't be here today.
Okay.
So let me put it to you. All right, who's your top mm-hmm. five dead or alive?
Oh, man. I mean, let's get it. I mean, well, alive, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Tupac, Biggie, and Chuck D. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Nice group. Put Chuck D in there, top five. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that might be one of the first times I've heard Chuck D in the top five. Somebody's top five. Well, that's what's up, because Chuck D, you know, he definitely had a heavy influence on things, and always had, you know, something to say. And, you know, even now, you know what I'm saying? I follow him on IG, you know what I'm saying? And he'd be definitely, staying on top of things. He's definitely staying on top of things. Big shout out to Chuck D. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, brother, it's been a fantastic conversation, man. We definitely appreciate,
Absolutely.
You know, having you, in the building. So, like I said, you know what I'm saying, we definitely want that new music ASAP. Don't be a stranger, to Dirty Basement Radio. You know what I'm saying? You know, come on back through anytime that you have some time, and, you know, let us know what you're up to.
I will, no doubt. And anytime I can help you, just tag me. I got you. All right.
No doubt. All right, as we let you go, we're going to blaze that joint one more time. But once again, big shout out to Soul Rock. If you missed any part of this interview, make sure you go back and check the archives of Dirty Basement Radio. This is definitely a banger. This is Caught You Slipping. All right, brother, thank you so much.
All right, no problem. One love.
Yeah, a woman's highest calling is to lead a man to his soul so as to unite him with source. Her lowest calling is to seduce. Don't get caught slipping, sisters.
She was a beauty queen with finer things. Always wore designer jeans. Only mess with ballers, not men in the minor leagues. Mesmerized men with a swagger and a smile. She break her right in and then she pass up to the pile. Sexual attraction, intellectual attraction. She'll leave your brain dead before you get to know her action. Her curves was majestic with a mocha complexion. Her words was poetic, she was close to perfection. She take you for your papers if you leave your guard down. Love is a movie and she's playing a part now. Everywhere she goes, she leave a trail of destruction. And if she was a queen, she wouldn't sell ya seduction. Before you commit, fellas, better test the roots. Change your ways, sisters, before you're destitute. You were born with a purpose, deeper than your surface. Don't get caught slipping, cause it ain't never worth it.
Baby girl, got all the right preparations.
For my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
Baby girl, got all the right preparations.
For my ladies all across the globe.
Sure you're respected.
When you're young and malleable, that's when the drama begins. We talk, never put a woman over money, your friends. The weakest of men, teaching brothers how to be. Preaching the fallacy to my sisters is
That's man's lowest calling. Pipology, matriculation. Imposing your will on sisters with manipulation. The oldest profession, my boldest confession, is the world's a matriarchy. Put the queens in position. Kings protect the queen's strong arm, that she may walk a pathway upon this earth unharmed. That's the highest calling in this battlefield. The black woman is God, that's what's real. Through her womb, life begins, through her heart it returns. Her safety and well-being is my greatest concern. Destroying and building mental conceptions of men and women, cause falling short of your higher self is my notion, it's flipping.
Baby girl, girl, got all the right preparation.
Watching my ladies all across the globe.
Women, women, make sure you're respected.
Baby girl, got all the right preparation.
Watching my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
I know when the truth revealed, it's harder to accept that our children learn from us and follow in our steps. They see right through you, not accepting your disguise. But when they grow up, they use deception on lies. Because it's in your hand to put them on the right course. That's why as a woman, you were meant to be the source. Whatever that you teach them will be your legacy. Keep your head up and be the best that you can be.
We owe it to our sons to properly shine. So that when our time says they'll rise with divine state of mind. Boys to men from a prince to a king, not a self Moses for Godhood, supreme being. Teach them respect for queens, protect the queen, cause she's the best of things, sweetest nectarines. The man is the mind, the woman is the thought it contains. They bring forth the idea, the Trinity is ordained.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Definitely some heat right there. Dirty Basement Radio just finished talking to our first guest of the day, Soul Rack. I had a real good conversation with that brother right there. That's his latest joint, Caught You Slipping. Yeah, definitely heat right there. All right, looking for our next guest. I have to be in the building any minute now. Looking for Sedan, the God of Sound, to be in the building. All right, let me see. I don't know. I jump back to my switchboard right now. Now, Sedan, if you're in the building right now, press that number one button so I know it's you. Press that number one button so I know it's you. All right, that's what it is. All right, let me see right here. All right, what's good, my dude?
What's good with you? What's going on?
All right, welcome back to the show. I appreciate
Amen.
You coming back through.
Oh, my pleasure. Sorry about last week. I was on something else.
Well, no doubt, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes real life gets in the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
real life
yeah, no
it has a way about doing that, you know,
yeah,
to interrupt
yeah,
the
yeah.
shit that we want to do, you
yeah,
know,
no
and it
doubt.
Gives us some
no
shit
doubt.
That we got to do, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so I can definitely dig it. But, you know what I'm saying, what's good with you, my dude? You know, I know you got some brand new music. You're back out here, you know, hard body again. You're definitely a hard-working artist, you know, put out a lot of content and such. So, you know,
yes,
why don't you let us know about, you know, why don't you let us know about your latest project?
Well, I just put out an album on the 13th called, Vocal Vaccine. And I did that with my partner
oh,
from
interesting.
Overseas. Yeah, my partner from overseas, my man Crooked Needle. You know, he's a producer from the UK. And we linked up together, and that's my man. And he hooked me up with some real fabulous beats and some orchestras and some music. And I got that going. And I'm currently still working on The Veteran 2, and that'll be out in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Yeah, see what I mean? You know, you're saying you definitely have a – you know, steady output, definitely got a steady output of things, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So, you know, in this, you know, since it's called The Vaccine, just like I, you know, was talking to you, like the last artist that we just had on, how have you managed in this COVID era?
Oh, well, COVID was good to me. I wish it'd go back to where we was locked down again. I loved it. Man, if God closes the door, he opens up a window. If he don't open a window, he opens up a little slot in the door, if you know what I mean. I made a lot of money.
Okay.
I did real well
okay.
in the COVID era. Shoot, if it wasn't music, I was doing my nutcracker business. I was enjoying myself. It was all
okay.
good. And I had brothers in the hood. We was going around to the projects, and we was going shopping for the older folks. And then the older folks, of course, they turned that into running to the liquor store. Then they turned that into let's get our numbers and stuff like that. So everything everything fell into place, you know what I'm saying? So what everybody needed, I was able to provide. And it worked out well.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You provided a service. You provided a service to the hood, and, you know, it was a well-needed, much-needed, and appreciated service. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm quite sure.
Nutcrackers was moving like water, baby. When they locked down them liquor stores, I was stacked. I was like, yo, I got this. This is nothing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Folks like to get their sip on. Ain't no doubt about that.
Exactly. It's the South Side Queens.
Especially
what I had to do. Hey, exactly. And since everybody was in the house, I was out the house. It was all good. And it's the South Side Queens hustling me. I was good.
That's what it is, no doubt. See, that's what it is, people. You got to, you know, use a little ingenuity, all right? You know, fill that void, you know, see where the void is and fill that void, you know what I'm saying?
You
take off a little something.
Hey, yo, a lot of people were scared to go out. So I said, look, I got this and go do what I got to do. And I knew where to go and who to talk to, and I made it happen.
That's what it is. So, now, as a, you know, being that you're getting ready to drop the Veteran 2, as a veteran artist, you know, how do you find it now for yourself, you know, navigating, you know, the industry and, you know, promotions and all that kind of stuff that, you know, you have to be able to, you know, to do and maneuver through as an independent artist?
It's actually easier for me because I'm easy to find. Since everybody else sounds like everybody else, I'm easy to find. Not only that, being a veteran artist, I'm of the golden age of hip-hop. So all the people that were in the golden age of hip-hop then are of the golden age of hip-hop now. So I speak for them. So when they go looking for music, I'm the one they find, and I'm the one they're looking for because I'm the grown and sexy now, you know?
Okay. All right, my man, so damn putting it down straight like that. So that's what it is. All right, well, you know, we got a couple of songs, you know, that we've been rocking, you know, from you for a while. And, you know, we definitely want to touch on a couple of those, you know, before we get into your, you know, until we get into your, you know, current single.
Okay.
But, you know, going back to, you know, talking about, you know, navigating, you know, today's, you know, waters and such, you know, even if the sound is different, you know what I'm saying,
right,
which is always helpful because, like you said, you know, we were talking about it before, there's so much, you know, like, so many artists are, you know, so interchangeable and so replaceable now that, you know, it almost doesn't really make a difference, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, from a DJ perspective, you know what I'm saying, shit might be easy, you know, to drop into the mix, but, you know, even we have a hard time, you know, keeping some of these artists straight. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And who actually made this record? Like, who made this record? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Record's fire, but
right.
who is this guy? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, just like the money that has to be spent in order to, you know,
mm-hmm.
stay afloat and maintain your, you know, your visibility and like that.
Right.
You know, do you just find it, you know, more difficult, or do you, you know, or do you find it easier, you know, to get across what you want your message to be as an independent artist?
I haven't. I mean, I know a lot of people that do. I actually spoke to an artist this morning that's having problems with her music. But, no, I haven't because I've been in this game so long that it's funny that things that worked then still work now. So I still make hard copy CDs. I still go out and see the people and talk and sell on the streets, you know, and go into the barbershops and play my music there, or go into the Jamaican restaurant and play my music there. And so people get to hear me when I'm out and about. And so they're like, oh, wow, oh, that's dope. Oh, you an MC? Word? Oh, I do such and such. And then they want to hear me because it's like, wow, I can hear the wisdom in your music. I hear the professionalism in it, as well as I can tell you've been doing this a while. So even the youngins have to bow down when they see me coming because they understand this dude's been doing this too long. So I can walk in any studio, even with the youngins, and still be like, you know what, I got this, and do my part and stomp on it. And they're like, yo, that's an MC right there. You don't seem to understand. This man's done this. So this has not been hard for me, you know, especially with the Internet. Now that the Internet's out there, I'm heard in Europe. I'm heard in Africa. I'm heard in Russia. I mean, I love it, you know. So this has not been hard. It might be hard for someone just breaking in, but my name has been around, and my name has been connected to a lot of people, so it's all good. It really is.
All right.
This is easy.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, we have our guest, Sedan, in the building right now. Sedan, the God of Sound, is hanging out with us in the Dirty Basement, and I think this is a good time to play this song right now because he's giving y'all some real talk, letting y'all know what time it is with him, his background, and definitely where he's from. He's speaking from the heart. This is what this is Sedan right now on Dirty Basement Radio.
No doubt.
Yo. 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 Speaking from the heart, baby. Speaking from my heart, baby. Yeah. I'm just speaking from the heart. Wrong section with no protection, not to mention feel the tension. Any questions, hit your deck, because I'm next to flex with mad tags, getting tabs and checks with concepts from projects. Where there's the suspect, insects and prospects, we connect, get respect from all my subjects. They adore the hardcore raw, from the car to the dance floor, till these niggas really want more. Now in the old school, there's no old fools getting bad news, drug moves, hot tools from broke rules. End up in church fuels and never cruel in business with a pack of cools with fly jewels. A homicide was justified, look like a suicide. What goes around, comes around, time for the last ride. Yo. Speaking from my heart, baby.
Speaking from my heart.
And tell me you love me. Speaking from my heart, baby. Shake, sneaking in clubs and clam bakes and rice cakes and skate when the honeys rotate. Niggas with guns and they Tim boots ain't afraid to shoot or take your loot, cause your man looking cute. But I salute real soldiers in the ghetto or Middle East, assist and cease and peace to dead police. And don't get it twisted, I'm so gifted with the poetry, they notice me hopelessly, wishing I was smoking me. Get over me, I'm only comping from seeing you, cause I'll fuck you up and I'll do just like a 40 do. Get a clue, these young niggas make me look bad. Enough pearl shots, they should all call me dad. And now I'm mad, and my trigger finger is itchy. I hate my life, and my baby mom's is bitchy. She says you're too old to spit, and niggas ain't feeling your shit. And I just laugh and say, shut up, bitch. And tell me you love me. I'm just speaking from my heart, yo. Tell me you love me. Just speaking from my heart. Tell me you love me. Speaking from my heart, yo. Just tell me you love me. Now back with that courtroom drama to see me in the slammer. They didn't even catch me with the hammer. Watch the judge gavel, they lives unravel, face the battle. Move like cattle, but the kid's still in the saddle. Best skedaddle, the hitman come arrival. One man's murder is the next man's survival. Another trial, misdemeanors are down to felony. Fake men on their knees and they bow to the desert east. No witnesses shows, after throwing bows. Piece of the thugs, the ball heads and hoes. But you never know, but fake niggas show. And with the glow that no one admits to know, it's a sideshow that just starts in the street. Someone tries to speak, then the blood starts to leak. But the guards at his feet never show him that you weak. And you look before you leak, and you give love to your peace. Sleep with your heat and don't disturb the word. And never give up, son, that's my word.
Dirty, dirty.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere on the MIC with our guest Sedan in the building right now. That was Speaking from the Heart, one of the joints from his, one of his past projects. You know what I mean? Now, because I know you've been in the business for a while. Big shout out to your manager, Kay Squits. She's been in the building with us, a bit, you know what I'm saying, last week. And I think she might still be in the building now. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, she's
sure.
Always in the building. She's always in the building. Trust me.
Kay Swiss, are you still with me?
I'm still here. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. All right. No doubt. We definitely appreciate your support. All right. In the building. This is, the manager. All right. That's, definitely checking out the interview with her client. All right. With an artist. All right. In the building right now. All right. I have the host of the Monday and the Friday show in the building right now.
Nice.
Let me see if I can get him back connected. Priest, what's good?
What's good? Peace to God.
Peace to God. What's up with you, baby?
Yo. That right there. Yo, bro, listen. Ain't nothing nobody can say about that, okay? Nothing. They got to put that in Japan. They got to put that in China. They got to put that in nowhere, Mississippi. That
nowhere.
Right there is 100, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm just speaking from my heart, baby.
Bro, that's global, bro. And anytime you can do that and captivate the audience, I'm in the audience, bro.
It was important that I did that song. You know, that song... You know, I wrote that a long time ago, which a lot of people don't know. I wrote that in the 90s, which is really funny, and it still resonates today. And it was what my life was going through at the time. So I wrote it, and I said, you know what? The only way to do this is to do it real. Everybody always talking about keeping it real, but do they really keep it real?
So I said,
let me keep it real. And that was what my life was like, and I wrote it. I had problems with the law. I had problems with my baby mother at the time. You know, people weren't believing in me and my musical skill, you know, so I had to drop it all on wax, and that's what I did. I finally was able to do it in the 2000s, so it's what it is.
They slipped. Whoever did you, bro, they slipped. It's good to meet you right now and to see what we're doing, okay? Mm. Whatever you got, the potion you got, I'm going to get out of the way because I know DJ got this. Right, he got this. But I got the listening room DC Fridays and the listening room Philly on Mondays. And I would love to have you come in and redo that. Just do that.
Oh, I would love
again,
to.
Bro.
That would be my pleasure. No problem.
That right there, the audience want to hear that. That is
no doubt.
I'm gonna get back, man.
We get my information. Everything's all good. I'm always available.
Yes, sir. That's what's up. That made me happy. I haven't heard that since the '90s, bro.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Cecilia. That's what I'm saying. That feeling of that hip hop. You know that feeling of that music is where I come from. And that's what I want my people to feel every time they hear a Sedan track. Every time. You know? I got a chip on my shoulder. I've had one for a very long time because I does this for real. You know, a lot of people do this just for money. They do this for play. They do this for a name in the streets. I always did it for the music. Always.
All right, that's what it is, and it definitely shines through. It definitely shines through that realness, that authenticity. You know, definitely comes through in the voice. It comes through in the music. It comes through in the words that you put together and the message that you put out.
It took a lot to learn that because, you know, when you start off, well, in hip-hop, I can only talk about hip-hop, but when I started off, you know, it's the braggadocio rhymes and you want to write, because I started writing in 84. So the influences I have is all the Southside Queens and then later on the Bronx and Brooklyn and, you know, and then, of course, the South and then the West. But I've always kept it from where I come from the streets I walk on. And then I said, you know what? The words are too powerful for me to be irresponsible. So my pen is okay. important of where it goes. You know, when I sit down to write, I sit down to write. And it's very important because a lot of MCs today, they kill me when they say, I don't write nothing down. I just go in the studio and I rap. Yeah, that's great and all, but you can't catch
the shows.
Magic.
Right. It shows, though.
Yeah,
it
right.
shows.
Shows, too. Right. It shows. And if you can bring the magic in the studio, then you have to be able to bring that magic to a show. You got to be able to bring that magic to a video. You know, or just when you meet your people in the street and they're like, oh, you're Sedan. Yeah, I'm Sedan. Now I understand. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It's really important to me. It's just I want to be more than an artist. I always have been. I just didn't know it.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess, you know, you and the rest of us will, you know, find out together, right?
No doubt.
All right. That's what it is. We got the artist himself, Sedan, in the building, hanging out with us in Dirty Basement Radio. Let me go back to the telephone lines real quick. I got a 443 area code on the check-in. Let me see if I can get them connected. 443, you're live on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
All right. It's all good. What's going on with you? I got my guest, Sedan, in the building.
What's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing, Sedan?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Could you hold on 1 second? I'm fine.
Okay, sound like my dude is in the middle of a, you know, telephone call, so we'll let him, you know, take care of that off the airways. All right, we don't want to cause no.
Sound like he was producing a beat. That's what it sounded like to me.
Oh, maybe he was. You know, they got different kind of, you know, apps on your phone.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, they got different kind of apps on your phone and all kind of stuff. So maybe so.
Let me speak on that real quick, yo. Though, like, basically, and I don't want to say the white man, but I'm going to say the white man. Yo, he created things for your phone where you can actually have a studio in your house. Not you know, a studio you build or whatever, mm-hmm. that you a real MC, that you can actually do stuff on your phone. That's cheating, yo. That's straight cheating.
Yeah, you know, I was talking a little bit earlier about, you know, how they've made things so much more simpler and how you can, you know, you could do things so much easier. It's almost like you could just, you know, take a couple of random sounds and just throw them in your computer, press a button, and it'll spit a beat out for you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you don't have to actually do anything.
It's a shame. It really is because there's MCs like me that go and write and take my time and work on the music and then go to the studio and actually sweat and put in the work. And then you got a dude mm-hmm. that go auto-tune at his house on his phone and he got a full freaking record straight done. And I'm like, wow,
yeah, right,
that's incredible, yo.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the technology aspect is incredible, but then it takes away from the artistry and it takes away from the craft because it makes it so – see, because before, you had to make more of an investment. You had to make
right.
both a time and a money investment if you really wanted to pursue this. And
indeed.
That kind of helped to separate the real from the fake. Because if you wasn't really ready to spend that bread and to buy that equipment, to go to that studio, to pay that hourly rate, then you was going
right.
to kind of, you know, fade away kind of early once you realized that it was an expensive hobby.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? It's expensive to do
right.
this shit. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But once it became so much cheaper that everybody could, you know, could do it, you know, could afford to do it, you know, even if they really couldn't do it, they could afford to buy the equipment, they could afford to get the program. Now you could
right.
be, you know, you could do whatever,
like you
and
said,
everybody is,
like
they,
you, said,
you know, that's what we got.
Like you said, it separates the real from the phony, though, because, you know, just
yeah.
because you have technology does not mean you have the talent. You know,
exactly.
So
say that again.
Right,
say that again.
I said, just because you got the technology does not mean you have the talent. It's the same thing I find wrong with America's, what is it? The Most America's the Singer or whatever. What is that show? America's Got Talent, all of that stuff. Because
okay.
every time somebody comes onto the stage in those auditions, and they sing or whatever, and then they say, oh, I'm sorry, you don't have any talent, and we can't accept you. What's the first thing they say? Well, my family told me I'm good, and my friends told me I'm good. Your friends don't love you. your family don't love you, and they're not going to heaven because they should have told you you suck, and they should have told you
right.
the truth and said you should have played football or got a craft or learned how to cook or some shit because you can't rap, and that's it. Done, done, and done.
But you know what, so as an artist, as a real artist, as a serious artist, because I know as a DJ, you know what I'm saying, I know as, you know, when I ran my studio and I was really doing production, you know, I know when something's good and when it's not, all right?
Indeed.
And I know when it's time to throw something in the garbage. I mean, I've thrown away, I mean, I got them someplace in the archive, but I got at least one mixtape that I did entirely over because I did it, I didn't like it, and I never released it, and I went back and I remixed the whole thing over again with all different records.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
you got to kind of sort of know yourself. See, people have gotten the habit, like people's egos take over, and
yeah.
they don't understand that everything that they do is not going to be hot. You know what
of
I'm saying?
Course.
It's just not. You're going to do some whack shit.
Of course. See, I can take
but
that
from
the
But you just
got to
be smart enough to recognize it. You know, say,
indeed.
All right, well, this is kind of whack. Let me not put this out.
Right. And I can take it from a time when, back when my day, when me and my men's would sit down and make a demo, and I'm talking about with a tape, a cassette tape, and you make a demo.
Right. That's
and
right.
then we take
That's
it to
right.
the, we actually go to the record label and hand it to a dude, and the dude put it in the cassette tape, and he play like maybe three bars, and he say no, and hand it right back. And you're like, whoa, what do you mean? Now, it could have been two things. It could have been either we were really whack, or it could have
right.
been they didn't know music at the, or know hip-hop at the time. So then that right there also separates the men from the boys, too, because, okay, if you told me back then I wasn't good, then knowing in my heart I was, then I had to go and make something that you liked. You know, any MC seriously should look at the movie Ray. Watch that movie Ray. Write down everything you see. Learn everything you hear. Because that movie will prove about what it is to get into the music industry and to be a talented, real artist. Because if you have the talent, it will shine through. I don't care if there's 2,000 people in the room and 199 of them say you're garbage. There's one person in there that's going to like it, and that's the one person that's going to make it pop.
Right, right. You know, there's another movie, too, I think, that illustrates that kind of good if you've seen that. You ever seen Cadillac Records?
Yes, Cadillac Records. Yeah, I watch all those movies with musical history. The Doors was a good one, too. Prince's album, what's the name? Purple Rain was another one. You know, there's some good music movies. And, of course, if you're watching the history of the Wu-Tang Clan now on Hulu, that's a good one, too, of what it takes to strive and burn in this industry. And, yes, you may not make it to mainstream. That's cool. But at least stay true to what you do. And it will shine. It will come through. Because I'm very happy. I am at the point now that my music pays my rent and my bills.
Nice.
I'm happy with
That's
that.
What it is.
Now,
That's
of course,
what it is.
I would love to floss out and with a Maybach and roll around with gold everywhere on me. But if I got to this point, it means even more. You know what I'm saying? Because when the check comes in, I'm happy. You know, because I've done my work.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're able to earn a living, and, you know, like people always say, there's levels to everything. And, I often have the conversation with artists, and I try to, you know, put them on in different ways of, you know, getting, especially if they, you know, have had some, you know, a different level of, you know, success or whatever. You know,
right.
you can maneuver in different kind of ways and, you know, do all right for yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you're
right.
maneuvering those kind of ways. So, yeah,
right.
I definitely feel where you're coming from. So definitely salute to you, you know what I'm saying, for that. And, you know, independent artists, y'all should definitely take notes of what this man is telling y'all. You know what I'm saying? You can make a living from this. You can pay your bills.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
an independent artist, you know, without a, you know, without a major
bills.
Deal.
I can get a bag of ooh, and I can also drink some tequila when I want to. So it's all good.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Yeah, we got today in the God of Sound in the building with us, hanging out in the dirty basement. Let me jump back to the lines right now. I have the co-host of the Monday show. All right, let me see if I got it right this time. JP, did I get it right this time? JP, you still with me? All right, JP might be running around the back
right
now.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. All right, JP.
Yeah, my bad.
got him in the building. Now, I did get it right. Like, you on the Monday show with Priest, right? I got it right this time?
Yeah, Monday show. Monday show.
Nice.
All right, no doubt. Well, we definitely got our guests in the building. Sedan, you want to holler at him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big up to that song. I love the track. I love your voice. And it gave me a bit of a Pac vibe, which to me is great. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that you sound like Pac and I'm like, but I was like, oh, okay. I was getting the 90s vibe off of it, which is great. One thing you said, which I somewhat agree with, but it's like I try to look at it different. You were talking about the studios on the phone. And I was teaching at this high school. A student of mine showed me that back in 2011. I couldn't believe it because I was still dealing with the Roland 618 track and all that stuff. But recently, look, you know what I mean? I had the pads and all that. I had the beat machine, the Roland. You had to plug everything. Now, recently,
right.
with all this Mac equipment, it is cheating. It makes things a lot easier. But to me, it also makes it's like a challenge because it's like, you don't even have to sample anymore because all the samples, well, you know, not all, but a gazillion samples are already on your phone
on
or your laptop. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, right on the app, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like Ninth Wonder was talking about the beat machine and everything. You know, he was like comparing it to the keyboard player because he was like a lot of real musicians will say he's cheating or whatever. But his point was, yo, I'm playing this beat machine like y'all play the keyboard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not necessarily cheating. It's just how he does it or how Dilla, you know what I mean? Dilla looped his joint. He set it up so his drums sound like nobody, you know, or sound like a drunken drummer like D'Angelo would put it. It's like Dilla tweaked his sound to get his sound. So it's like now I look at it like it's like, yeah, they're cheating. Trying to turn everything robotic or whatever, but it's like you could still, in some ways, if you tweak it right, you could still find some soul in these new devices that we have. Just, you know what I'm saying. So it's like I agree
Indeed.
With you, but I was like recently, like I my phone right now, the joint I got GarageBand on it. And one thing I noticed on GarageBand way back in the day, I said, oh, that's where they had the same drum track that Rihanna had in Umbrella. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was like, oh, snap. You know,
right.
But the way it's like the way they tweaked it, they sampled a real drummer, that's true, but the way they tweaked it is so fat it didn't even matter. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, let me explain my position. Okay, so
yes, sir.
I'm never mad at technology. Technology is what it is. And, of course, we are the generation, I don't know if you are, but I know I am, of the generation before computers to now. So when sampling came out, my father, a musician, would get mad at me and say, okay, I play a record, and he'd say, wait, like a Public Enemy record. And he would say, wait, come in here, listen to this. And then he put on a James Brown record and say, see where they got it from? Because he didn't believe in sampling. So when I went to my father and say, let me get a sampler, he was like, no, you're going to learn how to play these songs, and then you can play them all outright and then put them on music. Unfortunately, when I would take those tapes to the record companies, they would say, oh, no, we can't accept this. We need samples. But then when Dr. Dre came out in 91, 92, playing original music, then the record companies would say, oh, no, we want original music. So I was already ahead of my time. It was just what the industry wanted. You know what I'm saying? So
Absolutely.
If technology works for you, then, of course, by all means, utilize it. But my thing is to start off knowing something, because as a producer, and I'm going to speak from a producer's side of craft, when I've worked in the studio with artists that I've created a beat and I've created some music and say, okay, go ahead, they don't know when to come in on 1, 2, 3, or 4. They don't know where to start.
Right.
They don't know where the hook is. And, you know, it's like, okay, you have no knowledge of music whatsoever. And now it takes it where a person with no knowledge, It's like getting somebody that's never driven before, you give them a Maserati and say, go. And it's
right.
Like, uh-uh. It's unacceptable to that degree. That's what I have a problem with. Now, if someone says, I'm going to come out with a record because I got $10 million and I can make one, that's one thing. But the kid that's in the projects that's by himself and he's going back and forth, rewinding tapes back and forth to make a beat, that's the kid I want to sign because that's the kid that actually learned what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's my only grift with it.
Yeah, no, and I was gonna say you're absolutely right, and a lot of that is, as a music teacher and all that, a lot of it is there's lack of music education nowadays.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Like even just in general, I was working with some young people a couple months ago. I was just talking to him yesterday, asking him why he ain't finished the track up. You know what I'm saying? But I had to explain to him. Look, man, count to four. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I actually was saying the rap for him in his head. You know, I'd pre-recorded the lyrics just so he could. But I was like, oh, y'all have no concept. Y'all can't. You know, it's not even just music education. Like, it's like we had, like, back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I was born 75, whatever, but we had band in school. We had music class before band. And then if you were in a black neighborhood, you usually had church. You know what I'm saying? It's like you were getting music all the daggone time, whether you wanted to or not. Then you go to Auntie's house, she playing. You go
Everybody
to Auntie's house, she's playing
music.
James Brown. You know what I'm saying?
And somebody played an instrument. Somebody played a guitar. Somebody played a bass. Somebody played the drums. You know, so you had a little knowledge of music, of the basics. You know, me personally, I had a musician father, a musician mother. So not only did I have to learn music, I had to learn how to read notes. I had to learn how to know what a G clef was and a C clef. And I had to learn the different signatures of time, where there was a waltz time and there was a 4/4 step and there was the 2/2. And I had to learn all of this as eighths and sixteenths. And brothers be like, eighths and sixteenths? That's cocaine. No, I'm talking about music. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's just how it was in my brain. So now when I work with kids in the studio now, it's like, I know what I'm doing. And then I'll put on a song, and they'll literally come in the same way wrong every time. And I'm like, how do you hear that? And now I understand where trap music comes from, because there's no parameter anymore. There's no 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's none of that. It's no parameter. It's just a loop in their head that they hear that goes off to the side, and it. I don't know. I just can't.
I want to say something real quick, because that's absolutely right. But when I listen to the old blues, like them blues where they were first recording cats, they weren't keeping no kind of measure.
You're right.
Like,
you are
like even in school when they teach you, oh, the 12-bar blues or this bar blues, nah. Like, them real cats, they were singing, they were switch on you in the middle of the bar, whatever the bar was to them, you know what I'm saying?
And the other music
we're going back to that.
The other music rock and roll, because you start, you know, with a good heavy metal band, they'll start off at one tempo, and then they'll jump into a thrash, and then they'll go back to it, and it's like, wow. So there's no rules to this. I respect it if you can maintain it, but there's always order with disorder, no matter what. It's mathematics.
Yeah.
You can't be 1, 2, 3. Without ABC, it just is what it is.
Right.
There has to be some sort of order, even when it seems there's disorder.
Absolutely.
That's
peace,
all.
Peace, brother. Love the track. Love the track, and thank you for answering my question. Peace, man.
Hey,
yes,
no
sir.
Problem. I hope I did answer it well.
Absolutely.
All right, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, absolutely. All right, once again, thank you, JP3, for definitely helping me out. We got our guest. Absolutely, we got our guest today, the God of Sound, in the building. All right, having a real good conversation. Getting ready to get into your brand new single, bro. You got this joint called Getting It. All right, talk to us about that.
Getting It is nobody's understanding what I'm be saying, yo. Basically, none of these people know what is really, really real. None of these people are understanding how music is supposed to go. So I have taken it upon myself to put New York on my shoulders. Southside Queen is on my back. Brooklyn's on my back. And I am going to let all of these dudes know. Apparently, they just ain't getting it. They just not getting this, yo.
All right, straight like that. Let's get into it right now. The brand new single coming from Sedan, The God of Sound. All right, if you don't get it, you're going to get it right now. This is Getting It. Dirty Basement Radio. Let's go.
The eyes wide shut, the dead in the cut. Speeds from the street and the heat for the one. What you feel is buggy, jump, jump with the pump, pump. Bounty on the sound, we'll make it big as a bomb, 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 bomb. 30-30, the car get dirty. Your party like a VC, and I be killing them softly, I'm noisy. Like homos in an orgy, talking over the galaxy smoothly. Niggas don't move me, I'm speaking dialect. Get respect for my concept. I stomp MCs just like insects. When your chest wet like the bliss, damn black. If you shoot at me, believe I'm
busting back. Busting back.
Correctly, imperfectly, indirectly, get flexly, or even test me. I'm the best,
yeah.
I'll pop a screen and do the deal bleed in full speed, and tobacco the weed and tea. Never look in the eyes of my teeth, and I know I will deceive, so niggas on with the show. I am a force to be reckoned with when I'm hitting, and apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it, getting it.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it, getting it. I'm artistic, but with these lyrics cannibalistic. Sadistic, linguistic, only but realistic. My lungs pivot, I merge with my spirit. Niggas don't get it until I'm out of the exit. Connect the dots like dominoes in casinos. Party till you drop, till you off all my Negroes. I'm a headline with my gold mine, punchline. Pass the moonshine, recline, watch the roll blind. Watch the outline and watch me shine. I'ma get mine if you test me, cock my dog,
K-9.
No more fantasy mysteries, this ain't a comedy. I keep it gully, drinking on 40s and nature is naughty. In the premiere, through this final frontier. Indies a show, son, that paid the cashier. You a run inside, through this lyrical homicide. And your ass to the yo.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
It's been a while since I've written from my soul. Sometimes I feel like I should quit it for. What we living for, fighting for, killing for. Nothing on this planet is worth dying for. Sometimes that's not enough. Some claim to be real and others are on top. Robbers locked in the handcuffs on third strike. I just buried two of my duns last night.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. 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 Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
Yeah, definitely official. Brand new music coming from Sedan, The God of Sound. That joint was called Getting It. Definitely a serious record right there. Definitely a real serious record. Definitely digging that joint, my dude. I get it.
I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I like that.
Getting,
I like that.
They just ain't getting
it. Yeah, I like
and that.
That
was my point. My D, shout out to DJ Cisco because he was the one that believed in that song. I did it and I put it on the shelf. I was like, eh. And he was like, nah, that's official. And I was like, okay. And I remember my man Big Unk. He was in the studio, and you know, I normally don't bring people to the studio, but I brought my man that day, and he's, you know, that was my bodyguard slash my weed roller, and he came into the studio, and I've never seen that man make a reaction, but he made a reaction on that song, so I said, okay, this is a track. I got to keep this.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely some heat right there, dude. I'm glad you decided to put that out. You know what I'm saying? I was definitely vibing to that one. You know what I'm saying? That beat is serious. The way you know, jump on it, the way you ride that joint is real serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
man,
definitely the bars you had to say. I was definitely digging that joint right there, straight like that. For real.
No, I'm coming for all my OGs that I have ultimate respect for. I do. I'm coming for them. I'm coming for them all. I'm coming for the youngins. I'm coming for them all. I'm making too much noise to ignore me now. It's what it is.
All right, brother. Well, we definitely appreciate you, man. I would definitely appreciate you being in the building with us, you know, spending so much time with us today, you know, chopping it up and such and giving some, you know, some real good talk, some real good insight into things and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So definitely give your people, you know what I'm saying, definitely give the folks the, you know, social media info.
Okay. Well, on Instagram, I am Sedan_NYC. And then you can subscribe on YouTube at Sedan Avalon. I also have a Sedan, the God of Sound, the artist page on Facebook. And that's where I'm at. And, I will be doing some live shows in the Midwest coming up soon. I'll be doing a show in Jersey soon. I might be back in Southside Queens, hopefully, in October, November. Of course, shout out to all my people at Springfield Gardens because I always do the Springfield reunion. That's my man Eddie OJ, Mikey D. Shout out to Sunshine, no doubt, and all my peoples like that. And, of course, shout out to my manager, Kay Swiss. I love you. And be on the lookout for a record that's going to drop real soon with me and the best MC ever, MC Silver Fox. Watch out, because it's coming
okay,
deep.
Okay.
It's all coming
right,
deep. I'll
be on the lookout for
I'm
that.
I'm working, baby. Right. I'm working.
Yeah, definitely another hood legend. All right, Silver Fox, definitely looking forward to checking that joint out when you release that. So
that's
once again,
man.
Brother, thank you so much. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring this joint back, and we're going to play it again as you go out the door. All right, we appreciate your time, my dude.
My man, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I really do. And I love Dirty Basin Radio, Southside Queens for life, 100.
I appreciate you, my fam. All right, Sedan, the God of Sound. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Definitely getting it in, doing a damn thing. All right, let's get back into the joint one more time. Let's bring it back. Definitely a banger. This is Sedan getting it, Dirty Basin Radio.
The eyes wide shut, the dead in the cut. Beats from the street and the heat for the one. What you feel is froggy, jump with the pump. Bounty on the sound, we'll make it big as the bomb. Dirty, the guard gets dirty. You party like a Vasey and Bobby killing them, don't they avoid me? Like homos in an orgy, talking over the galaxy smoothly. Niggas don't move me, I'm speaking dialect. Get respect for my concept. I stomp MCs just like insects. Insect. When your chest wet like the bliss, stand
yeah,
back.
What?
If you shoot at me, believe I'm
bust
a threat.
Bust it back.
Correctly, imperfectly, indirectly, get flexly or even test me.
I'm the best,
yeah. I'll pop a screen and do the deal bleed in full speed and the back of the weed and
tea.
And now I look in the eyes of my seat and I know I will deceive so niggas on with the show. I am a force to be reckoned with when I'm hitting and apparently you
niggas ain't
getting it.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
I'm autistic, but with these lyrics cannibalistic. Sadistic, linguistic, only but realistic. My lungs pivot, I merge with my spirit. Niggas don't get it until I'm out of the exit.
watch me shine. I'ma get mine if you test me. Cock my dog,
K-9.
No more fantasy mysteries, this ain't a comedy. I keep a gully drinking on 40s and nature is naughty. In the premiere to this final frontier. Indies a show, son, that paid the cashier. You were run inside to this lyrical homicide and your ass to the yo.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
It's been a while since I've written from my soul. Sometimes I feel like I quit it for. What we living for, fighting for, killing for. Nothing on this planet is worth dying for. Dying for a fan. Sometimes that's not enough. Some claim to be real and others are on top. Brothers locked in handcuffs on third strike. I just buried two of my guns last night.
Yeah, what up? This Brooklyn Zone, Uncle Murder.
Yeah, this is Sticky from Sticky in the Hood.
What's good? This your girl, Beanie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, C-Rock the Fury here, man.
Yo, what it do, baby? It's your man, Mike.
Hey, yeah, check it out, man. Some more A-Town. You know it's that official comment squad.
Yo, this be the almighty fourth disciple and the place to be.
What's up, y'all? It's your homegirl, Sunshine Anderson.
This is Late, the international rhyme spitter, representing Wu-Tang Recordings, England.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man, Guru, the icon. I'm chillin' with my partner, super producer Solar, representing 7 Grand Records and all that.
Yo, this is MC Light, the one and only reppin' real hip-hop with DJ Sincere in the Dirty Basement Studio.
Check speaker.
I'm rolling with my co-conspirators, only God superior. Fans out in Nigeria, low-key revering us. Don't light your cigarette, let me know if you trigger yet. Your rappers already owe me, and after this, a bigger debt. Dropping up many parables, calculating the barrels. But fourth quarter for me is just love, for you it's terrible. When will they understand? My poetry simply beautiful. Fake news to you, but the facts are undisputable. Presidents will have to show me with this provision. MCing for me is a pre-existing condition. Hold up, let's take it back to the 90s and 80s. My sex is like Nirvana to these bare-necked ladies you vibing to. The photogenic microphone in his career path. It could have been a human biogenics, you hold. So if we ever got into a scrum, a mercy killing. You hear the slow beating of the drum. My appetite, destroy rappers who ain't rapping right. And dissect the inner workings of a satellite. When we talk, it better be about the bottom dollars. Reflect, I'm looking for the bread like it's holler. Praises go out to Allah, whatever God that you follow. Stop to disappointed, I didn't talk about Prada. This is for the sharp-witted brothers really get it. Who study they bogus charges and finally they gotta quit it. Attitude is similar to red tail pilots. Stone face, the clear blue sky turn violet. When Jay talk, you better listen up for the nuggets. Some gold mining, the other prospects that said fuck it. But we want the whole music scene to be united. The bad rappers, I'm hoping that they suffer off the riders. For those who never tried us and thinking they shit is righteous. Never knew we was kings, but coming up right beside us, you thought wrong. Cause now I'm reunited with the fam in 3 steps. Ahead of the law and Uncle Sam, humanity. The tribal nature of it is insanity. Cop that killed Laquan, they taking care of his family. Document the shit that happened out here in the streets. And pay close attention to government overreach. Preach. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat. Man, it's bittersweet what we do out here just to eat.
Dirty, 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 dirty.
at Dirty Basement Radio just finished listening to my dude Jay Irv on that last track. Alright, bittersweet. Alright, Dirty Basement Radio. I just had to take a quick breather right to, you know, a couple of real hot back-to-back interviews with my guest today. I first up was Soul Rat in the building. Had a real good conversation with him. Just closed it out with my dude Sedan, the God of Sound. I coming on through. Had another fantastic conversation with that brother right there. All right, we still got some time left in the show. Let me jump back over here to Priest right quick and get some of his thoughts right quick. Priest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Excellent interview,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you over there vibing with me today. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to
bro.
Mr. Raw.
Awesome.
All right, unfortunately,
chain,
you know, Mr. Raw can't be with us right now, but hopefully we'll have him back as soon as possible. But, you got any thoughts, anything on your mind in particular, you know what I'm saying, in regards to today's show or anything else?
Nah, man, you're doing 100, bro, because when you bring on them type of artists that got that feel right there, then we doing something, okay? I feel we reached that peak right now. I feel that. I know you've been doing it for 5 minutes or longer, but, man, that interview today with both of them brothers was on time, bro. They got my children running through the house. I got to take everybody outside right now because that was the 90s. That was the real hip-hop. That was the real hip-hop. That was the real hip-hop.
Okay. All right, Priest is definitely
excited, but...
Yeah, Priest is definitely excited about that, those joints right there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was definitely digging the energy you brought to the conversation earlier when we were talking to a Soul Rack. You know, sounds like you want to bring him out right now and definitely get some work done.
Well, look, with you on board, see, that's what I was telling you. See, once I get past certain restraints, when I get to the artists themselves, I know how to talk to them. I know how to get in the studio and make that thing happen. So because of your legal expertise and all that stuff, any album we do is going to be the shit. I kid you not. It's going to sell out every time. Every time. Okay. And the quality of the artists that you bring in and the quality of their music, the work is already done. It just goes back to the dirty work, which, we still at it.
That's right.
I said, but now we're going to come to the table like brother said. Now, your mouth shut, your money open. Have your money open. Don't make your mouth run too much. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
We're going to get it done, bro. So thank you for
that's
the opportunity,
it is,
bro, for doing what we do, bro, because that's exciting, bro. For real, I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to show you what it is on the listening room Philly coming on Monday. I'm going to show you what you showed me today. Watch it.
All right.
It's going
all
to
right. That's what it is. That's what it is. Right, that's why this is Dirty
God.
Basement University. That's why this is Dirty Basement University. That's what we do over here. Make sure you tune in every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or even a little bit beyond, because we're going a little bit overtime right now. But I still got some more music that I got to play, Priest. I still got some more hot joints that I want to blaze before we get on out of here. So please indulge me just a bit. All right, because you know I'm the independent artist's best friend, so I got to give it up straight like this. Big shout out to my fam. Big shout out to the God, Chaotic Supreme. This is him alongside a fan biz, and this is Make It Out.
J. Reed on the beat.
Who would have thought that I would make it out the struggle? Running, ducking the police and praying that I don't stumble. This thing I got on my lips, I'm praying that I'm doing the best I can, trying to remain humble. Who would've thought that I would make it out the struggle? Running, ducking the police and praying that I don't stumble. This thing I got on my hip, I'm praying that I don't fumble. I'm doing the best I can, trying to remain humble.
I place my heart in my music, I swear I do it to keep sanity. Keep my faith in God, the devil trying to damage me. Every time I wake up, it's another problem.
Each and every day I figure out that I can solve them. At only 14, right from my mobile phone. So at 14, I was mobile with the chrome. Come from a broken home, trouble is all I know. Couldn't afford the storage, we lost everything we own. I choose to give back now, I've done a lot of wrong. Hey, read between the lines, this is more than just a song. Uncle got gunned down, closed investigation. I was stabbed 5 times, nigga, fuck investigations.
Life is what you make it, I made it through situations. Them situations allowed me to draw up an illustration, painting the perfect picture. Niggas who imitating and hating the life I'm living, my talent is God-given.
Who would've thought that I would make it out the struggle? Running, ducking the police and praying that I don't stumble. This thing I got on my hips, I'm praying that I don't fumble. I'm doing the best I can, trying to remain humble. Who would've thought that I would make it out the struggle? Running, ducking the police and praying that I don't stumble. This thing
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, you know how we do it. The independent artist's best friend, accept no invitations. You know how we get it in. I bitch it out to my dude, Seldom Seen, and all the good folks over at Cyst Coalition. This is Filthy, another banger for you. You know how we do.
Yeah. My kind of D. Monsters, niggas dead playing the possum. We attack like Godzilla and King Kong. Look how they react when they playing our song. One of the best to step foot in this motherfucker. Street legend, I came straight out of the rucker. Heard a man of dope shit on you with no scope. Procaine, we slice him up like dope. Solid purity, 100% potency. Arm and hammer, cut it with the baking soda. Them cocaine meth ass be stressed out like yoga. Can't knock the hustle, similar to Hova. Jehovah, the snitches can't be a witness in court. I be 6'9 with the hit list, no confession, so niggas can't be acquitted. Now you feel the pain of niggas trying to hit it. Even one sack can't even protect it.
Can I get that? What you thinking that? Can I get that? Feel me that? Can I get that?
I'm telling what you
are thinking right now.
Can I get that?
What can I get that?
Yeah, John Muhammad and this motherfucker. I'm a vampire to your bloodsuckers. I pity the fool like my name Clubber. Passion of Christ, I'm the Last Supper. Fag nigga, you a dick brain. You got balls in your chin like a shit stain. Dana Dane like I'm David Blaine. Floating in the air, call me Mary Jane. It's Friday like I'm Chris Tucker. Fast and the Furious, I burn rubber. James Brown, I'm a soul brother. Lauren Fishburg when I'm deep cover. Yeah. You a trash motherfucker, eating ass motherfucker, I blast motherfucker. Pull out the tech, shatter glass motherfucker. Filthy ass motherfucker.
Can I get that? What you think you're that?
Spit phenomenal flows, popping like vitamins. I'm up and down, crawling these walls just like a Spider-Man. Flipping it, cracking these backs just like a cashew. The word to the son of the Bible, ready to mask you. Your enemy, a tell false lies, just to trap you. Still broke as fuck with this rap, shit I surpassed you. Disaster, clash of the titans when I be writing. Your thorax, shattered and broken, thunder and lightning. Still throwing missiles at you like this was Galaga. The shit travel lightning speed just like a challenger. I'm iller than most and still better than you are. My music stretched over the coast back. G, y'all. I don't know about you, but niggas know who we are. You overdosed on IV and now you need an ER. Fix your face, motherfucker, this be extravagant. Back all the way the fuck up if you can handle it.
Can I get that? What you thinking
that?
Can I get that? Feel
yeah.
Can I get that?
Dirty, 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 dirty.
Yeah, I'm giving you nothing but those back-to-back bangers. The independent artist's best friend, your destinist, listening to Seldom Seen and Fist Coalition. That joint is called Filthy. I got my 503 area code fam in the building. Let me get them connected right now. What's good?
Hey, what's going on, DJ Sincere? What's cracking, man? I just happened to see what was going on and had a chance to tap in, man. Just wanted to tap in and listen to some good music and, you know, support the show that's always supported me. I appreciate it.
All right, that's what it is. I'm a dude, KV, coming in from Oregon. All right, the whitest state in America, right, KV?
Man, I'm so glad you said that, man. You know, it's ugly, but I'm going to give you some news, man. About the last 3 or 4 days, man, if you go Google what's been going on in Portland, man, there's been 3 blacks being killed in the last freaking week by white people.
Wow.
One in Bend, Oregon, okay, because there was an assumption that he said something to some white chick, and the brother got killed. I think his name was something, what, Barry Washington or something, yeah. The other day, out here in Gresham, at a Walmart road rage incident, this is the brother's fault, though. He never should have pulled out that damn pellet gun, and the white boy shot him twice in the head over a road rage. The white dude in jail now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's ugly, man. It's real ugly out here, man. But that's why I call in and support the show and clear my mind a little bit. So
yeah,
I
appreciate we definitely
that.
Need to, you know, that's why I always invite people to call in and let us know what's going on in the area, because everything doesn't make the national news. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Everything doesn't get national attention, and, you know, it might happen in your area, and only, you know, I'm saying, only the people that are right in that town or in that immediate, you know, vicinity or even be aware of, you know, cases like this or situations like this going on. So, you know, we definitely need to get the word out and let everybody know what's happening in some of these smaller areas that may not be getting, you know, because, you know, sometimes some of these cases go on for months, you know, until finally, you know, it starts to get the attention, you know, whoever gets involved in it gets involved, and then, you know, everything comes to light and people start paying more attention. I mean, it initially happened in the Trayvon Martin case. I mean, that wasn't something that, you know, happened and came to the national attention right away. It was actually a couple of months, you know, behind. They were just recently reporting on the Ahmaud Arbery, you know, because the people who shot him while he was, you know, out for a jog, you know, like it was actually a father and son. And the father had, you know, worked, you know, for the DA, was actually employed by the DA at one point, you know, when the incident happened. And, you know, that was actually covered up, you know, for a couple of months until it finally came to light and it started to get national attention with that story. So a lot of times things happen and, you know, they just stay very quiet, you know, so we definitely need to know, brother. So I definitely appreciate you bringing that out.
Man, thank you for shedding light on that, man, you know. Thanks for shedding light, you know, because there's a lot of things going on in Portland right now, have been going on, that are going to affect the rest of this country. Portland is being utilized as a propagandized tool for a political agenda, okay?
Mm.
You guys got to...
And what is that agenda, brother?
I'm just going to state some facts, okay? Portland is the first city to defund the police. Portland is the first city to decriminalize all drugs. Okay.
So you
Portland
think that's something that's going to spread? So you think that's something that's going to spread across the country?
Oh my God! Probably not in major cities like defunding the police. Okay, but the decriminalization of certain narcotics in certain states. Is going to depend on a lot of ratios and percentages on petty crime, on petty drug crimes. Because what happens is the masses that control, their kids are getting in trouble for petty drug crimes. So the courts are filling up with petty drug crimes. It's taking a lot of police man hours that could be on larger crimes or larger cases than just, you know, arresting a kid under what, let's just say you're still a kid if you're still under, if you're under 25 to a lot of older people. So that's a pattern that's happening here. And I'm pretty sure it'll spread depending on the ratio of population.
Well, I guess we'll just have to see if that plays out or not. But I guess that's an interesting point to bring out.
I mean, it's ugly, man. It is really, really, really ugly because if you know anything, well, if y'all been paying attention, y'all know a 70-30 population here in Oregon, totally. Okay, 70% white, 30% minorities. Now, they say 30% minorities because they break us all up. They bunch us all up, as a matter of fact, not break us up, but they bunch us all up. But of that 30% of minorities, black population is only 4.6% and is decreasing because blacks are moving out of here. Portland is the only state, man, that is a no blacks allowed state.
Wow.
Google it.
Wow.
Google it. As a matter of fact, man, yeah, man, I'm going to put something out. On my YouTube channel, I got a white utopia. I re-edited up some information there. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to probably do something here in a little bit and put it on my Instagram, on my new Instagram page. But, yeah, for real, man, Google it. The whitest city in the United, I'm not lying to you, man. I'm not lying to you. It's a form of population control, man.
Now we definitely going to check that out. Definitely going to check that out. Dirty Basement Radio, got my man KV in the building. All right, reporting in, checking in, letting us know what's going on in his neck of the woods. Also a great MC, a great musician, great artist in his own right. Make sure you check out his music on YouTube and also some of his other endeavors. All right, also a cannabis connoisseur. I'll let you know about it. And he'll let you know about all the strains and what's going on and what's good for what. Different situations, different ailments. If your back hurts, he got a weed for that. If you got trouble sleeping, he got a weed for that. You know what I'm saying? If you got headache, he got weed for that. So so hit up my man KV. All right, he'll definitely set you straight, set you in the right direction, let you know where to go and what to get. All right, you can check him out on YouTube, all right, the Sex and Strains on YouTube. Make sure you check him out, all right, and stay abreast of what he got going on. Anything you want to add on, KV?
Oh, man, just, you know, heck of a dope radio show. Always appreciate DJ Sincere and the crew, man, Mr. Raw and everybody, man. Hopefully I'm not forgetting no names. I am in the middle of rolling up, just enjoying the show, man. That's what it's about. And, man, y'all just kick back, man, and listen to DJ Sincere, man. Y'all always got something popping off.
No doubt. Let's get into a little bit of music from my dude, KV. This is him alongside of his nephew, Six. You know how we get it in, Dirty Basement Radio.
Now, yeah, now I can hear myself. Yeah, I can hear it. Turn music up a little bit. This that Portland player shit here, man, and y'all gon' respect it. Ain't no other way in the world. I'ma let you square ass niggas disrespect it. Now check it. It's for my OGs, my YGs, and my old school P's. My real true hustlers and my real knuckles I've been having in the streets. Bag snatching and grab bagging, knuckles getting dirty, man. Clock clutching, half-hour lunches and getting real quick, fast in a hurry, man. I'm from the game, OG been lasting. Now what that tell ya? That it's in me, not on me, and I stay mashing and stacking. Now little mama got three kids on welfare in Section 8. Hustling and studying, working hard, bartending at the strip club and doing homework on her lunch break. Now see her daddy taught her how to turn shit into sugar, and her mama showed her how to bake more than just a cake. She's a beauty born from the ghetto, but all y'all see is just another pretty black face. Ignorance to the blind eyes, bliss for a false face.
victimized by the same hypocrisy that the masses perpetuate. This that sporty shit. When you poor, broke, and black, excellence is the only option. And ain't no other way around it, man. Listen to the million dollar when he talking. It's that sporty shit.
Dreaming, I'm fighting demons, dodging bullets, God sending signs, I'm trying to read them. At the same time, fight for my freedom. My niggas locked on that slave ship, they won't free them. They kids first steps, they won't see them. Single mother back to the wall, who gon' feed them? She posts on Backpage, took a call. I don't judge her, she lack opportunity. Unlike them cops and judges, they shoot you in broad day, give you life like it's nothing. Kill a nigga, sell his organs like his life mean nothing. Nothing's fair, nothing's free. If you colored, you ain't free. Free your mind from them chains. It's 2018, mama cried in the street. Her son was barely 18, body laying in the street. Shooter got away clean. Homicide, genocide, hood gentrified. Most sheep hypnotized and I sympathize. Six.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. I bitch out to my dude KV, the million dollar mouthpiece on that joint right there alongside of his nephew Six. We got a couple more minutes before we get on out of here. Had a fantastic show today. Big shout out to everybody who came through. Big shout out to our guests that we had in the building today. I Soul Rock and Sedan, the God of Sound. Definitely had a real good interview with both of those gentlemen. I make sure you go back and check that out in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio. Still got a couple more minutes, so I'm gonna squeeze in a couple more joints before I get on out of here. Big shout out to my dude Kilo Grams on this one. This is Ride My Wave.
Bust a piece.
Dirty Basement Radio, as we get ready to close it out. Got a couple more minutes left in the show. Let's keep this vibe going for a couple more minutes. Big shout out to Jay Bomber alongside of Shawnee Shine. Let me get it right. Let me get it right. Big shout out to my dude Shawnee. This is Catch 'Em.
Okay.
success, society. Let no man separate the greatness we create.
Double dollar sign with a gang.
Dollars falling from the sky, just reach out and catch them. I heard somebody say these are the
breaks.
Catch them. Time is money, I need some beats, but can't afford to catch them. Lord be my witness, by the way, thank you for the pain. Pitching me crying about something I can't control. I'd rather stay than H2O to repair my soul. This crazy life is taking me through a lot, lady. Keep it moving, no complaining, can't let them haters take me off my game. I'm a dog on the mic, off the chain, hold on to your seat when I come through. Hurricane or tsunami, yeah, I probably tear your town up, hit it from the ground up. Watch all the bills around us. Keep the way I backstroke. Started off on that note. Music to my ears, be careful what you ask for. I know my mama ain't raised me to be no asshole. But the way I do be on these rappers sad. So like
dollars falling from the sky, just reach out and catch them.
I heard somebody say these are the breaks. Catch them. Time is money, I need some beats, but can't afford to catch them. Lord be my witness, by the way, thank you for the blessing. Catch him. Catch him. Catch him. Catch him. Catch him. Catch him.
Shit. So understand how I'm seeing it. When I was told I wanted people shit, the white teacher fall in my face with it. They got my truth looking for a place to sit. In other words, I couldn't think to hear this. And the truth of this child is counterfeit. Until I found a new way to balance it. It ain't come quick, it came slow. With the missing me, who would never know what I'm built for I got to know. Can't bring the yard alone in the snow. But I'm not cold, I got the warm thought. While the face is forming up in my palm, I can see the bridge of my shortest song. It's like right there, be on the barbed wire. $1 felt like a flyer. I can see the rest of my time retired, so the in and near, but the way it line out. The question now, do it gonna find out? Why the curiosity pull a blind out and wrap my eyes so I never find out? I keep in mind what I know is mine, that green sky with some dollar signs.
Dollars falling from the sky, just reach out and catch them. I heard somebody say these are the breaks. Catch them. Time is money, I need some beats, but can't afford to catch them. Lord be my witness, by the way, thank you for the blessing. Catch them. Catch them. Catch him. Catch him. Catch him. Catch him.
Nothing but he, the independent artist's best friend.
Everything you are not. She said she comes faster with her sitting on top. I let her ride to the sunset. She got the whole bottom half of my stomach wet. That super soaker when I start to poke her. And the way she talks to me when I flip her over. Be going at it like some animals. The first time I can't lie, thought I couldn't handle you. My body shaking had to calm my nerves. Beautiful face, you I thought I didn't deserve. From your curves to your eyes. And when I'm looking in them, it's like looking in the sky. The fuck faces we be trading. The way that we be banging, this love is gang related. I wouldn't trade her for the world. My woman crush every day, that's my baby girl. Like,
ooh, all I do is think about you, baby. Ooh, I can't get you off of my mind. You're everything, you're everything, you're everything. You're everything, you're everything, you're everything.
Every session is memorable. I remember one when we started in the living room. Champagne and Patron. Then you whispered to me, Mouthy, put a porno on. I thought that you was joking till you rolled up some loud, then we both started smoking. We were so lit, then we took it to the bed cause it started getting intense. Head grabbing, ass smacking. The neighbors probably thought a crime scene was about to happen. That box heavily drifting, sounded like mac and cheese from every angle I was hitting.
Smack, smack, yeah.
Even you couldn't believe it. You told me, wait, turn the lights on so you could see it.
Wait, hold on.
I just can't get enough. And she's the first thing on my mind when I wake up. Like,
ooh, all I do is think about you, baby. Ooh, I can't get you off of my mind.
Radio, giving you the hottest music that you will hear anywhere. You will hear right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout out to everybody who came through today. We definitely appreciate all the support. Had a fantastic show. All right, as we get ready to get on out the door, we're squeezing every little ounce out of today's show. All right, we're going to take it someplace else right now as we get ready to shut it down. All right, taking it overseas as we close it out, because, you know, I'm an international player. Big shout out to my girl Kitty Wild for this one. All right, the video is out. She looking real sexy. All right, now I'm no Spanish dude, so forgive me if I mangle this. This is Sigue La Onda. I hope I got that right. I got to get her back on the airways. We had her on last year or so. Fantastic interview. But unfortunately, that interview got messed up, so it's not in the archives. We got to see if we can get her back on and talk about some things. But let's get ready to get out the door. Internationally known and locally respected is DJ Sincere holding it down. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. Check us out in the archives and make sure you tune in on Monday for the Listening Room Philly with my dudes, Priest and JP3. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Yeah, Yo Memo, dime, ¿qué es lo que tiene esa onda? ¿Qué es lo que tiene esa cosa? ¿Qué es lo que tiene esa onda? Que me pone a vibrar, quiero vacilar y ya no paro de bailar, sigue la onda. ¿Qué es lo que tiene esa cosa? ¿Qué es lo que tiene esa onda? Que me pone a vibrar, quiero vacilar y ya no paro de bailar. Hip hop, este es el ritmo que a mí me hace erizar, con el que vengo para todos contagiar. Tranquila, esto no es COVID. Esta nena lo que menos quiere es que atraigamos o pensemos en el mal. Liberemos energía, vamos a sudar. Esto se puso bueno y yo quiero más. Dale emoción al cuerpo, será siempre joven y verás que todo veneno se va a otro lugar. ¿Qué es lo que tiene esa onda? ¿Qué es lo que tiene esa cosa? ¿Qué es lo que tiene esa onda? Que me pone a vibrar, quiero vacilar y ya no paro de bailar. Sigue la onda. ¿Qué es lo que tiene esa cosa? Vibrar, quiero vacilar y ya no paro de bailar. Si me levanta, si tengo depre me levanta, si estoy cansada me levanta, si tengo miedo me lo aguanta, energía me recarga, todo mal me lo espanta. Que lo que tiene esta cosa, que lo que tiene esta onda, que me pone a vibrar, quiero vacilar y ya no paro de bailar. ¿Y esto qué es? Hip hop, ¿cómo lo ves? Relax. ¿Y de quién es? Sigue la onda de esta nota que alborota. El John Memo es quien la toca, pásenlo de boca en boca. Sin estrés nada me agobia, los problemas no me enferman, la vida vive la plena, que no nos mate la pena. Vamos a vivir con la tristeza. ¿Qué es lo que tiene esta onda? ¿Qué es lo que tiene esta cosa? ¿Qué es lo que tiene esta onda? Que me pone a vibrar, quiero vacilar y ya no paro de bailar. Sigue la onda, yeah. ¿Qué es lo que tiene esta cosa? ¿Qué es lo que tiene esta onda? Me pone a vibrar, quiero vacilar y ya no paro de bailar. Así que pasa la onda, mueve la onda, tira la onda, viaja la onda como tú quieras, a su manera, nadie se mete, ven y disfruta la noche entera. Al estilo de Kitty, la chica rapera, ¿qué? Así que pasa la onda, mueve la onda, tira la onda, viaja la onda como tú quieras, a su manera, nadie se mete, ven y disfruta la noche entera. Al estilo de Kitty, la chica rapera. ¿Qué es lo que tiene esta onda? ¿Qué es lo que tiene esta cosa? ¿Qué es lo que tiene esta onda? Me pone a vibrar, quiero vacilar y ya no paro de bailar, sigue la onda, yeah. Que lo que tiene esta cosa, que lo que tiene esta onda, que me pone a vibrar, quiero vacilar y ya no paro de bailar. Hip hop, yeah, con Kitty Wild.
Dirty.